FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Please.
Now, right, little Frank.
Hello, good evening and welcome FCs from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is an FA Cup second qualifying round replay special of FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, as we're here for a second bite of the cherry to bring you live coverage of FC United of Manchester against Handsworth Parrymore. Ooh! Kickoff is coming up in 4 minutes' time. And we'll be bringing you all the love, all the joy, all the tears, all the love, and all the joy, and all the tears, probably, of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this evening, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally, on
07596104122. That's 07596104122.
Chirpier, chirpier, chirpier. Come on, be happy. I am happy.
I've just been invited to him. Who did that? I've just been invited to a meeting on the 30th of September.
Ooh.
How stupid are these people?
Paul, would you like me to inquire a bit further?
It's all cafe business.
Oh, cafe.
Cafe business.
Cafe business.
So, yes. A stakeholders meeting.
We're here today.
They can sell steak. They're in for a shock.
There is pressure on us tonight as a commentary team to be slightly uplifting, if we can, but also to provide commentary to hands with Parrymore fans who've been singing our praises. Well, mine and Paul's.
Yes, they were.
Because you were here.
Well, you've set the bar very low, haven't you?
They've got low expectations.
But yes, that man, he's back with us, Swamper, our A-rated.
Now, don't build me up. Why, you little buttercup, that's wrong to do so.
Of the non-league show, no less. And not like a one of these people who just drifts in and out.
Which non-league show,
On
then?
The last non-league show, he's called co-presenter. Tim called him a co-presenter.
Well, I was a co-presenter.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you not listen to the show? I thought it was very good show.
So,
it was one of our better ones, to be honest.
So, the A-team is back. Welcome. We are missing Emily, obviously, and James. But you're here. You'll do.
Thank you, Ben.
What are you expecting this evening?
I'm expecting a much better performance from FC United. I'm expecting pace, passion, panache, and purpose, and also I want goals. And I want FC United to come out of the blocks in the first 20-25 minutes and put this game to bed. The last thing we want is a nervy game, a game where the first half FC United can just get the noses in front and then sit back and let the opposition come on to us in the second half. There's no question that Parrymore are going to come out tonight and give it everything they've got. They've got an absolutely huge tie ahead of them if they beat FC tonight, and it'll be a great scout, but they also know they can go to Stockport County, an ex-league football club, and that's going to give them, I think, an extra bit of desire, an extra bit of will, and also for the coffers of the football club, it's going to help them out dramatically. So they'll be up for it massively tonight. I expect them getting into FC United quickly, some tough tackles, some rough and tumble stuff as you'd expect from a lower league team. There's nothing wrong with that. And also I'd expect them, they've got a bit of quality with pace up top, they'll get the ball out wide, they'll utilise the pitch as much as they can. But FC United have the quality, have the personnel and have the opportunity to bury this game in the first 20 to 25 minutes by getting two or three up, Paul.
So you want more aplomb and less aplomb?
No plums, just aplomb.
And that's... Tim started, so who am I to interrupt?
I think he's personally vying for a job in boxing as an announcer. FC United on the way out. It's myself, together with Sasso Paul. And good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. As always, FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters from around the revolutionary groups everywhere. Viva la Revolution. And tonight in the FA Cup second qualifying round replay, it's FC United versus Handsworth Parrymore. Let me give you the teams first and foremost. FC United lineup. In goals, it's Lloyd Allison. Number two, Joel Senior. Number three, Zach Corbett. Number four, Scott Kay. Number five, Jordan Fagbola. Number six is Danny Brady. Number seven, Steve Irwin. Number eight, Mike Connor. Number nine, Jason Gilchrist. Number 10, Conor McCarthy. Number 11, Craig Linfield. And on the best FC, it's Tom Greaves. It's Mike Jones. It's Joe Logan. It's Callum Nichols. It's Sam Baird, Matty Hughes, and Danny Wisdom. FC United played in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings. Over to my comrade to the left-hand side, Paul, to give you the visitors this evening. The Tigers.
What is it?
Do they have the same nickname?
The Amber Parras.
The Amber Parras.
The Amber Parras line up tonight. Chris Butt in goal, number one. Richard Tootle, number two. Will Eads, number three. Steve Eisted, number four. Mickey Harcourt, number five. Oscar Radford is six. Joe Thornton, seven. Sam Finlaw, eight. Pat Linley, the captain, is nine. Aaron Moxham, 10. And Danny Buttle, 11. On the bench is 12, Brad Nicholson, 13, Andrew Sneath, 14, Simon Harrison, 15, John Hill, 16, John Frogger, and 17, Joseph Turner.
Well, we've got a text coming in. Unfortunately, my phone at the moment is being charged, and my lead is about 2.5 inches. I think it's from the smoke it came in, saying loud and clear, in the big smoke, looking forward to the FA Cup, come on FC United of Manchester. Tonight's referee is Mr. Ben Speedy, and he's joined by John Kenny and Ed Duckworth. Would you want to call yourself Ed and have the surname Duckworth? You'd want to be just called Edward, wouldn't you? Not Ed.
Ed the Duckworth.
Yeah, exactly. We've got Ed the Duckworth. Jack's cousin. From all those into Coronation
might
Street.
Be some cruel parents.
Well, FC United kicking towards the SMRE. And in fact, they have decided to open it because there seems to be sufficient people that have decided they want to come in. There's about 100 people in the SMRE. But we've got the game underway. Joe Senior gets an early touch, cuts inside of the right-hand side over the halfway line, plays it back to Danny Brady, playing in the centre-half role this evening. There are a number of the centre-halves on the bench, but as the ball played in, it's cleared by Paramore, the team that are originally, as you know, from Sheffield, but applying their trade now in Worksop, looking to go home at some stage to Sheffield once the ground is up to the right kind of grading, as FC United concede an early throw-in. It was a poor bit of control there by Steve Irwin. It allows the visitors now to take the throw-in on the halfway line, right-hand side. FC setting up 4-4-3-2-1, perhaps. A bit of width from the likes of Linfield and McCarthy. Is the ball back to UFC's goalkeeper Lloyd Allison. He plays a touch out to Fagbola, not the best of balls. Fagbola put under pressure here, got to be careful. He slips the ball out right hand side eventually to Logan, and Logan plays the ball inside to the skipper Kay. Again, good pressure from the visitors, and the ball all the way back to UFC's goalkeeper. Good pressure. Actually, it was Pat Linney, the captain there, Lindley, who put the pressure on FC United on the far left hand side now with Brady. Brady gives the ball away on the halfway line, and then, well, a poor ball really from Sam, it's not Finlay, is it?
It's Finlaw.
Finlaw, isn't it? I better change that, or someone's got a pen, we can change that. Finlaw gave the ball away, and FC United can come away with it now. Just on the halfway line, it's Gilchrist, deep on this near right-hand side. He puts the ball back to Fagbola. Fagbola takes a touch, plays it to Kay. Kay switches play from right to left to Brady. Brady plays it out to the far left-hand side now. And it's ball 1-2 there between FC United's Zach Corbett and eventually it falls to Linney. Linney plays the ball out left-hand side. It's given away. The ball, though, straight back with FC United as the delivery from the ball from a Paramore player wasn't particularly good, as Irwin swings the ball into the penalty area down the right-hand side. Ball flicks across there, and it's on the head of Corbett. And, well, Zach Corbett playing in the left-back position this evening. And, again, he'll be told, I'm sure, to get up as quick as he can, and right.
He played left back on Saturday. Yeah. He had a decent game.
Well, hence Brady in the middle of the park Saturday as well, wasn't it? So it's the same lineup. And if you just joined us, we've had a couple of minutes on the clock. It's 0-0 as Chris Butt, the keeper, clears his lines. A free header for Brady. It's a poor header, and it'll probably go out for a throw-in on this near touchline. There's a handball against Joel Senior, but the referee says a throw-in is enough and sufficient for the number 11 there, Danny Buttle, to leave the ball and give it across to Will Eads. And the interception from FC United of Manchester. Now it's McCarthy, 20 yards outside the penalty area, can get the shot away, cuts inside, there's an opportunity, left footed, he takes it again. This should be the opening goal of the game. Oh, great save by the goalkeeper. He did tremendously well. The ball's still in the penalty area with Gilchrist, chips towards the back post, header comes across, there's another opportunity, and this time it is into the back of the net, and it's Michael Connor with an early goal for FC United of Manchester. All the work initially was done from McCarthy. He had the ball about 25 yards outside the penalty area, dead centre, and he charged through the middle, went past one, past two. He took the ball away left hand side, he got the shot away. Good save by Chris Butt. The ball came out to Jason Gilchrist, and Gilchrist there, well, he chipped the ball towards the back post. Back post, a good header back in there, and there was Mike Cotter to slot the ball home. And on 4 minutes. FC United said that earlier. Exactly what we needed, Paul. Exactly what we were talking about pre-match.
I think what Margie will be pleased about there was the driving run by McCarthy, who got as deep into the box as he could before he fired his shot in. And that caused all kinds of problems.
It certainly did, and it's a good opening for FC United Manchester. Game dead and buried. That's what we need within 25 minutes. A no contest. FC 3 or 4 up. Putting this team to bed, making sure that they're not going to come back, and FC United can go on to Stockport County in the next round, which actually is the 13th of September, isn't it? Away at Stockport County. So, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, it's 1-0 to the boys in red against Handsworth Panama, but Panama now have the ball into the penalty area. It's controlled well, but two players from FC United converge upon the ball, and Kay wins it, plays out to Connor. It's a poor ball. What a late challenge and a rash challenge there. And luckily for the number 8 there, Sam Finlay, he just was lucky enough to get away with the caution, because FC United's player jumped over the free kick, or over the challenge, I should say. The referee said play on from a free kick, and FC United can start from the back again. And Ben's writing is, it was Finlay. It looks like Finlay again is now. Gilchrist in the penalty area, takes the first time shot. He was the right hand side of the penalty area, on the edge of the 18 yard area, and his shot continued with his run, and Ben writes like he speaks. Finn Law. Oh, that was a W, was it, Ben? Right, because he crossed the Finn.
It was a Broughton W.
You too.
Well, he's right, Ben.
Why do you do one bats along sight, yeah?
Well, of course, yeah, we're the long sight twins, aren't we? There's another text that's coming. I'll read that in a second, Helen. It's below me, so I need a little bit more charge on my old phone, and I'll give all the texts out shortly. As the ball on the halfway line now with the visitors. It's a poor ball, plays it all the way back to the right hand side for Tootle. He has to chase the ball, and eventually all he can do is clear his lines. He was put under pressure extensively there by Sam Finlaw.
Yeah, he was supposed to Tootle off into the distance with that one.
Well, 1-0 if you just joined us, 6 minutes to the clock. The goal scorer for FC United, Mike Connor. And FC can start again from the back. Ball spread out to Senior's ball. It's held up well by FC United's number 9. And FC trying to converge on the right-hand side. And they do well there. Ball whips into the penalty area. Gets a great ball. Comes across there. It's headed away and needed to be dealt with. And it was dealt with by Mickey Harcourt there. And FC United, well, the ball in from Irwin was decent. But the number 5 got enough on it. And FC United have to go all the way back to their goalkeeper as the ball went down the right hand side. But they can start again with Senior plays the ball round the corner, as you'd say, but a little bit overhit and into the arms of the goalkeeper. And I'm going to have a bit of my fries chocolate cream just to
I think the Paras have looked vulnerable at the back already, but to be fair, they did on Saturday too.
You wouldn't expect that of Paras, would you? But ball on the halfway line. Connor picks it up. Plays it left hand side to Corbett. Corbett charges over the halfway line now. He's a man on the left hand side, but plays it inside to Connor. Connor first time shot comes in. And it's high and wide and out into the SMRE. And I get. I think I had a little bit too much chocolate there.
You can get in touch with us this evening, station at fcmradio.co.uk and Twitter at fcmradio. Paul, thoughts?
It's been the perfect start for FC, which is what we really wanted on Saturday and didn't get for a while. But I suppose what we have to see now is build on it and keep the pressure on.
Well, it certainly is the ball on the halfway line, won by Connor. Connor plays a 1-2 with Kay. Back to Connor. Ball inside there to Irwin. Irwin plays the ball right-footed, but it's intercepted. And they can tip the ball long again. It's a decent ball. It's half cleared by FC United's senior. And then there's a slip there. And a flag bowler capitalises upon it as the number 10 Aaron Moxham goes down, but he's holding his head, but he's okay. There's a ball on the halfway line, left hand side. Ball played back, FC United, just better keep football. But I think what we need to do, Paul, you're right, we need to keep the impetus up, keep the tempo up, and get a couple more.
Yeah, we can make this game as easy as we want, or exactly, as difficult as we want.
Well, the ball played out left hand side from McCarthy to Linfield. Linfield now looks to go to the byline. Cuts back in on himself. Simple ball back to Kay. Kay can now check and plays a 1-2 with McCarthy. Slightly over here, and it's a long clearance from one side of the pitch to the other side of the pitch. And it was off a Paramore shirt. And the number was had a back to us, so I couldn't say it was. But the throw-in is now with FC. Senior gives the ball away. The ball played down this near touchline, but Fagbolo should play a simple ball where he plays a long ball, finds Senior. Senior now takes up, plays the ball into Connor, and Connor's ball is poor, and it's a clearance by the big number five, Mickey Harcourt, and out for a throw into FC United in the final third. Pretty about 35 yards from the touchline this near right hand side, which Senior will look to take quickly. Needs a bit of movement from the boys in red. And he finds Gilchrist. Gilchrist controls it back to goal. Two players around him. A 1-2 with Connor. Connor plays the ball into to KK now. Goes up past one and, well, stayed on his feet as the ball whipped back in by FC United and Manchester's Senior. And the ball was dealt with this time and onto the halfway line, but intercepted by Brady. Brady does well. Puts a nice simple ball out wide right to Senior again. Senior's ball is charged down, but it finds a red shirt on the edge of the penalty area. But it's a good play by the number nine. Initially it is, I should say, by Lindley, the skipper there. The first time shot comes in and it ricochets from Irwin off a Paramore shirt and into the arms of the goalkeeper. But
five goal attempts in 10 minutes.
Well, that's the story so far. 1-0 FC lead in this FA Cup second qualifying round replay here at Broadhurst Park, as Senior wins the ball, plays it to Gilchrist. Gilchrist plays the ball to Connor. Connor back to the right back position where Fagbowler is, and he just switches play. The ball rolled across the 18 yard area and it's picked up by Brady. Great movement there by FC's number 7. Did really well there to put the pressure on, but the ball goes all the way back. It was Irwin who made great strides to open up the defence of the visitors, but FC United defending from the back at the moment. They give the ball away again, and it's Senior this time. Number 11, Buttle, to the byline he goes. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? No, he can't. He had actually, he'd beaten Fagbowler there, but tentative really from the young boy Joel there, Paul.
Yeah, he's a bit of a tricky winger, this left-hand-sided player, Buttley. Because there's a few worries on Saturday.
Well, we've got a couple of texts coming in. We've got one loud and clear. Oh, not loud and clear anymore. That was from somebody. That 1947. And hi, I'm out. As the ball given away, I should say. And on the left-hand side, this near touchline, with a Buttle again. The ball into the penalty. Decent ball towards the back post. Header comes in. And it has FC's goalkeeper scrambling slightly to his right-hand side. But again, it was Danny Buttle coming down this left-hand side, getting past Joel Senior and putting a decent ball in. It was slightly just a bit too much of a stretch for Aaron Moxham. But again, FC United, not saying that they slowed the game down, but the tempo certainly isn't what it was in the first 5 minutes. They're being pressurised now. FC just out of their own penalty area. Three shirts from Paramount try and win the ball back and put an FC under pressure, but FC just a little bit cool, calm and collected there. They bring the ball out now. It's good football, and it's Irwin plays it to Linfield. Linfield, the man of the match, and certainly the first half from an FC perspective. The ball played down the left hand side again. Good defending though from the visitors, and they can come away with it. And the FC's final third very quickly. The Buttle's on the right hand side. He wasn't seen, but they have an opportunity down the right now in the penalty area. Goes past one, goes past two. Going to get the shot away. Not quite. The ball chips across right hand side now to Finlow. Finlow plays the ball out left hand side eventually to Buttle. Can Buttle get beyond Senior? Yes, he can get the ball. It's a great ball to the penalty area. Oh, and it's controlled by Moxham, but it's controlled away from goal, and FC United can come away with it. Well, that was all FC's own doing, because they were just a little bit too cocky in their own penalty area primarily.
I think they're determined. I mean, Margie wants us to play out from the back, but there are times when you don't do that.
Well, that wasn't the time, as you rightly say. The far left-hand side in the corner flag, there was three or four passes. Eventually it came out, but we were so deep, it really allowed Panama to come on to us.
And in the first 10 minutes against them on the Saturday game, that's exactly how we played at the back, if you remember. They really brought the yellow shirts onto
us. Well, we invited the pressure onto us, and that's not what you want really as FC United now, though. They are 1-0 up, and that's a good thing, and the tempo needs to just go back to what it was in the first 5 minutes. Is there 1-2 between Kay and here comes FC United and Manchester's number 10 there, but it's a fair challenge this time. The referee says it was a good challenge as well, and they can clear the lines, Panama. I suppose because they score so early, they'll be looking at this game as it's 0-0 still, and they've got plenty of opportunity to get back into it, and that's why we need to kill the game off as early as possible. Nearly 14 minutes gone, 1-0 to FC United. Mike Connor goal. It's Fagbowler now, plays the ball outside the penalty area towards McCarthy. McCarthy's control lets him down, but so does Steve Instead, and the ball play the right hand side now. Nice ball. Can it be kept in play by Joel Senior? Well, it is, but he's in out so far out of position, he's lost the ball. And there's an opportunity now for Buttle against Fagbowler, left-hand side. this near touchline. Can he get beyond him? He chips the ball towards the back post. It's a high looping ball, and that should probably go out for nothing. But in fact, it's not gone out. It stayed in play. And no one with any urgency from either FC or the visitors go across to try and get it. But it's now picked up by Brady. Left footed, he chips the ball forward to the midriff of Conor McCarthy. But he can't do anything with it. And it's back with the visitors. And it's Finlaw on the ball. Plays a nice ball up to Instead. Instead of 1-2 between him and Moxham. Trying to put the pressure on again out. FC United's Fagbola comes across. He wins the ball. Plays it out left hand side to Corbett. Corbett plays it inside now. Picked up by Mike Connor. Connor finds Irwin. Irwin though plays the ball all the way back to Senior. Senior looking for a bit of movement. Nothing there. And he swings his left foot. And FC are giving the ball away again. But Mike Connor eventually wins it. But we just resorted back to type here, Paul.
I think it's admirable to play it out from the back, but you've got to play it quickly out from the back before people get drawn forward.
Well, they're holding their the line well at the back, the visitors. The midfield at the moment is putting enough pressure on FC United and Manchester, but they're now at least over the halfway line. A bit of room for Linfield. Lovely ball from Linfield. Plays it into Irwin. Irwin into the penalty area. Plays it outside. Gilchrist, can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Say, oh no! I thought the keeper had it, but Gilchrist, enough power on it. And as we say, there's a bit of lethargicism coming from FC United and Manchester from the back. But they take the ball down the left, far left hand side. A couple of intricate passing from Linfield, played into Irwin. Irwin played a nice ball to McCarthy. To Gilchrist. And Gilchrist's shot really should have been dealt with by the goalkeeper, but yeah, it wasn't. It's 2-0.
I think the goalkeeper will be disappointed with that effort. But I thought that the pass that Linfield made to Irwin down the left hand side opened it up. And from then on, it was a case of picking a pass. And McCarthy was screaming for the ball in the box, but he was marked. So he picked out Gilchrist on the edge, and that was the right pass.
Well, they've had a little bit of football, the visitors, but FC United, that's what teams do. Teams that are better than you, and that's what they are. They're a better team, hence why we're three divisions above them. I put them to the sword there. 2-0 on 16 minutes, and if it's 3 or 4 by half-time, game over. And that's what we're looking forward to, is FC's goalkeeper has to scurry out, kick the ball in, and he does. And he plays the ball out to Brady. Brady now strides 10 yards, plays it to Linfield. Linfield comes very deep for that, and he eventually goes out left-hand side to Corbett. Linfield will want it, and he's just on the D, halfway line, dead centre. He has Senior at right-hand side. Senior collects it. A 1-2 between him and Gilchrist. Senior give and go, but it should be won by the number 3. Eads, and he does well there, Eads, and he plays it to his number 8. His control lets him down the number 8 there. He has to go one way, another way. He plays it back to Eads, and then eventually they get themselves a throw in there. But again, Sam Finlaw there is controlled nearly under his own team. Paul.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just trying to get
just
a
simple yes would have done, Paul.
No, I'm trying to get a little bit of chocolate, Tim.
Why? You're right.
I'm enjoying it.
He's enjoying the chocolate anyway.
Well, free kick conceded for FC United and Manchester, 12 yards into the opposition half. FC United kicking towards the SMRE in the first half here, 2-0 up. Taken quickly now, it's Linfield, right-hand side. He has Irwin, he plays the ball into the penalty, it slips across towards the back post. Oh, and a great finish at the back post. Well, this time it's Conor McCarthy. It got a slight deflection that maybe took a little bit more spin on it, but McCarthy at the back post came in and just drilled it into the top corner, and it's 3-0.
And again, if you keep raining crosses in, I mean, there was a bit of luck on the deflected cross there, but it dropped beautifully for McCarthy to stick away into the top corner.
Well, the thing is, goals have come from width. That's two goals now come from width, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
You get behind defences, get decent balls in. That ball, as you say, it was a good ball. It flicked off the defender's head, and it fell kindly for McCarthy, but he buried it.
Trying to think who put the cross in. Was it
Linfield? It was Linfield. Linfield put the cross in. It was a cracking cross. As perhaps our pre-match team talk was adhered to in the dressing room, which would have been a lot nicer if they'd done that on Saturday.
But you do get time and space against a team from a lower division, and you've got to make it work, and that's what we didn't do on Saturday. We had the chances to put this to bed, just didn't take them.
Well, those goals have come thick and faster. 3 goals in 18 minutes here at Broadhurst Park. If you just joined us, goal scorers are FC United Manchester's Jason Gilchrist, Conor McCarthy, and Mike Connor has a rasping shot from distance there from McCarthy. Well, nearly makes it four. Out of nothing there, really. He just had the ball, had a look and thought, you know what, I'll have a dig here. And the keeper was, well, never going to get the end of it. He's quite a small keeper, isn't he, actually, yes. Chris Butt? The second goal he'll be disappointed with. He got across to it and it just bounced over him, really.
Paul the Pen on the forum. If it's 3 or 4 nil at half time, then it's game over. How long has Swampy been watching FC?
Well,
good point, well made.
Long enough to know that if the visitors had come back from a 3 or 4 nil at half time, then things are seriously wrong. As the ball now with the visitors. As,
or 19-0, as we like to be known.
Back defending there, Gilchrist. And, well, Joe Senior, I'll be honest with you, is having a poor game. He's been out of position several times. He's given the ball away. His attacking prowess, there's no question about it. But just needs someone to put his arm around him and say, look, you know, keep on doing what you're doing. Keep working hard.
Somebody put his arms around his neck. And
It's not a Homer Simpson moment. We're going to throttle him. But the one thing that we hopefully will see is if FC United are 3 or 4 up, four up by half time, maybe we can change it around, give a few players that haven't had a lot of game time. As Fagbowler over the halfway line plays it to Mike Connor now. Mike Connor drills through the middle, goes past one, goes past two, and this time he's nullified and the ball back to the goalkeeper. But clears his lines, it gets a good purchase on it over the halfway line. It goes. Now the referee concedes that it's a free kick to the visitors. Daddy Brady there. A judge to have brought down Aaron Moxham, and it's an opportunity for them from set pieces. Now, you were there on Saturday. Are they a team that work on the set pieces? Were they utilising the set pieces, or are they more of a footballing team that just try and manoeuvre and work it?
Well, I think they're very much a team of their division, so set pieces are key to their chances.
It's funny because Ben was shaking his head saying, no, they don't deal the set pieces, and you're saying something different, which is good. The ball into the back of the back post there. And in the words of Ben, into the penalty box it went, but unfortunately out for a goal kick.
I can assure you I wasn't shaking my head.
What were you doing then?
I was just going nice, going, I can't really remember them creating that much, but they had a fair few free kicks.
Is that what you said? That's what you were saying in your own head as it was going left and
right? I wasn't
right,
shaking
left and
my
right.
head. I was doing this face.
No, your head was moving.
This face.
Your head was moving, which is quite a feat for you. As FC United's Irwin does really well over the halfway line, plays the ball. It was a lovely ball, an opportunity. Oh, it's offside there for Gilchrist. He hasn't seen or heard the whistle, and it's not going to count. And it remains 3-0 on 22 minutes. And I should have enough, hopefully sufficient for the time being.
Battery, send us your text messages to this phone number now.
Well, I've got
read the phone number.
07596104122.
Slowly.
Ben.
Slowly.
Ben, calm down. 07596104122. That's 07596104122.
Beautiful.
As the ball back with FC United's goalkeeper, loud and clear in Jersey. Doreen and George Hurst listening on holiday. Good evening to you. As FC United now with McCarthy, far left hand side, 15 yards outside the penalty area. It's a cross field pass and it's a poor one. Intercepted well, but FC United. Zach Corbett wins a ball on the halfway line, plays it to Kay. Kay now plays it to the inside infield at Linfield. Linfield plays it now to Younger Senior. Senior plays it across to Kay. Kay looks for some more support and chips the ball out right hand side to Linfield. And it's a strong and fair challenge. And Linfield just left his boot in there a little bit. And the referee had a quick think about that, but thought, no, okay, better of it. It's a throw into FC United of Manchester. Ball thrown in, it's picked up by Linfield, back to Senior. Senior now whips a ball in, it's a poor ball and it's dealt with very comfortably. Hi, I'm out and about till half time. Save all the goals for the second half, please. That's Helen in Leicester. Well, Helen.
Sorry, Helen.
Too late. As the ball picked up by Irwin, he sweeps up in that midfield row really well, plays it back to his goalkeeper. 3-0 to FC United of Manchester on 23 minutes.
We might have declared by half time.
As Fagbowler over the halfway line, 1-2 with Linfield, but to Mike Connor. Mike Connor now. Looks like an opportunity outside the area. Plays a 1-2 with McCarthy. McCarthy chips the ball forward into the midriff of FC United's number 9 again. Gilchrist, it was awkward for him. He managed to turn on a sixpence and well, he got the shot away, but it was into the arms of goalkeeper with no real power on. And it remains 3-0. It was Dave in London saying not loud and clear anymore, so I'm hopefully Dave in London is sorted. And, well, Archie, if you're listening, hope your recovery is going well, my friend, after your... Well,
the plane crash, was it?
Escapades of foot, yeah, crashing in a plane in Salford. Who'd have thought, eh?
These buses aren't really good, are they?
No, you're having to resort to having flying aeroplanes around Salford now to get your shopping in.
The M10 isn't what it was.
Well, Wilco's, you know, I mean, you could actually bought all the stuff to repair the van from the plane from Wilco's, couldn't you? Oh. As, again, the ball given away by Joel Senior, but it was defending out for a throw-in. After he take it quickly back to Fagbola. Fagbola in his own penalty area. Plays the ball left-hand side to Danny Brady. Brady plays the ball up to Kay. Kay did well there because he got himself into space. Halfway line, 1-2 between him and Gilchrist. Ball given away by Kay, though, and it allows the visitors right-hand side. Picked up by Instead. Instead plays the ball over the top, and again, what they're doing at the moment, every time they've got the ball, Panama, they're actually giving it away, aren't they? They need to hold and protect the ball a little bit more, Paul.
Yeah, the light shoppers on Mocha Parade at the moment. He's giving everything away.
What is this Brighton Salford bashing that's going on?
McCarthy does really well. Goes past, just plays the ball in there towards Gilchrist, but it's dealt with. They're giving the ball away again. And it was Instead again giving the ball away. Here comes Irwin. Holds the ball well. Two players around him, and he just rolled one challenge. Plays it to Kay. Kay dead centre. Into the final third now with Young Senior. Oh, good play there by Lifford. He let the ball roll for for FC United's Gilchrist. Finds Connor. Connor's back heel there doesn't come off, and it allows the visitors to break. That's a tremendous ball down the left hand side. Now, opportunity for Danny Buttle into the penalty area. He goes. Great ball comes across there, dealt with by Danny Brady. But what a ball! You can see that ball all day long, and what a wonderful ball down this left hand side, this near touchline from the visitors there, Paul.
This is the first corner of the game.
We did we did make it easy for that ball, though, didn't we?
Well, we did, yes.
Yeah, he sold himself, didn't he, to be honest.
But the delivery was tremendous. The ball in was good. It had to be dealt with, and it's a corner ball. Buttle takes it towards the back post. The ball goes. Who's on the end of it? It's half headed away. On the edge of the area, number 8 for the visitors. He steps up, and I'm sure he must have thought when it first came to him, hit it. He chose not to. He took a touch.
And he wished he hadn't.
And he wished he hadn't taken that touch, and he had hit it because it was wide, high, and it's a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. So if you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, you're welcome. FC Live brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the armchair army, but this is from around the world. Revolutionary Groups, and indeed our friends at all quality beverage establishments, including Cloudwater, including Buxton Ale,
Vimto.
Verdant down in Cornwall, one of the greatest beers and beer companies you'll ever want to taste. Especially give the ball away in the penalty area. Here's an opportunity. Oh, and I tell you what, if you are a visiting fan listening to this, Aaron Moxham had a golden opportunity. FC down the right hand side again, your left hand side, undoing FC. The ball came in from 7 yards out. And he's just tapped it into the arms of the goalkeeper. It should have been a different story. But here's it from the one end to another. Can he make it forward? Great play from Irving. He's gone past one, gone past two. And then eventually it's defended. But all the joy that they're having, Paul, is on FC United's right. As an offside decision against the number 10 this time, Aaron Moxham. You were saying, Paul, sorry.
I was about to say, if there was going to be a chance falling to one of their players, Aaron Moxham is their leading scorer with 10 goals this season. And he should have buried it. Well, should have been 11.
It was... It was a very, very tentative finish, really. Straight to the arms of the goalkeeper. In fact, FC's goalkeeper was down on the ground and it fell kindly to him and he just gathered it. But 3-1 might have been a different story, but FC United did nearly go to the other end and score. It is 3-0, though, to the boys in red as Corbett plays a 1-2 with Gilchrist. Gilchrist plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy outside the penalty area. Cut in. No, he got to the byline. Has he shown too much? No, he hasn't. But it will be, I think, a corner ball. It is a corner ball. I thought they... It come off him.
I thought it was a double.
It was. I think that it must have been in play still. Yeah. As back from loud and clear, but didn't hear any of the goals. Excellent start, but knowing FC, we'll probably find out we've played an unregistered player.
it was Connor after 4, Gilchrist after 15, and McCarthy after 18.
And no unregistered players, as we know. The ball whipped into from the corner. Good ball again, punched away by Butt, edge of the area. It's. FC United's number 9, but Gilchrist loses out the ball, and then that's a dreadful challenge for FC skipper.
It's
there,
a K
again.
Challenge, isn't it?
It's a K challenge. Say no more.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, it's a booking in anyone's game, and the referee's having a word with him there. Very lucky K. They just gone straight through him, took him out completely.
It was a football challenge, really, wasn't it?
It's a bad challenge. And there's no need for that. He can stay on his feet there. You know, he's got players that are going to come back. And again, it's in their final third. But, I mean, he's going to get away with it.
He's been quite fortunate there.
Poor challenge. No
Maybe
need.
He's done what you said he should do at Darlington. He's gone up to the referee before the game, offered him a jelly baby.
Some vegan jelly babies, also midget gems. And have a chat, and that's the way to do it. It's going to be a free kick deep in their own half, as I say, though, for the visitors, and it's going to be Chris Butt to take it. And have they got anything in the locker? They're certainly having some look down this near touchline on this right-hand side, the visitors, but it's 3-0 to FC United of Manchester. As the ball whipped into the penalty area, and eventually the ball's headed on, but into the arms of Allenson, who throws the ball out to the halfway line. Irwin, instrumental in everything. Well, he is there. There's an opportunity now. This could be just slightly overhit there. Well, the
again,
ball...
Self-inflicted.
Well, the ball was thrown out to Steve Irwin, and Steve Irwin kicked it back into the penalty area, yeah. And very nearly there was a golden opportunity which goes a-begging again.
It was almost an assist for Irwin there.
I don't see how the goalkeeper, though, wants to throw a ball, Allison, through the middle of the park into his own half when they're surrounded by players. I mean, it's not the best to throw. Throw the ball out wide, but 3-0 to FC United Manchester. We're just being pernickety now, I suppose, as the visitors on the ball now. It's with Buttle. Play to his centre midfield man, Sam Finlow, but Finlow is very deep in his own half, and he's picked up now by Oscar Radford. Radford plays the ball out right-hand side to Tootle. Tootle chips the ball over the top. It's not a bad ball either for the number 9 to get on the end of, but Fagbola does the simple things, and it actually comes off Pat Lindley's boots, and he goes out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. But just it's 30 minutes on the clock. It's 3-0 to FC.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, sorry, I do apologise.
30 minutes, you beat me to it.
Well, I miss your infamous, famous cards. Laminated cards.
What happened to the cards? Have you donated them to the future FC United Museum?
They went in the museum.
They've gone in the museum.
And the ball cleared by Allenson, and Gilchrist has come all the way back to defend that ball, who plays it back to Allenson from the senior, and then Allenson again. His delivery again is not particularly good, but it's out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. Yes, Ben.
Nothing.
Well, you're tapping. You're looking pensive.
I'm just a bit frustrated. That's all.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's nothing to do with football, I'm sure.
He was hoping for a close game.
He was hoping the ball was chipped over the top and an offside decision against Gilchrist.
No, just some of the decisions I see you making in the back, it's just baffling. But we're 3-0 up.
We're 3-0 up, and these are the things that can be sorted out. I'd like to say 3-0 up. If we get another goal before half time, I'd like the FC to change it around a little bit. Brackley on. Tamworth on Sunday. When I say Brackley anyway, yes. Tamworth on Sunday.
It's all the same. Don't sell pies.
Ball played up. Don't sell. We're at home.
They're a bit pious.
I'm joking.
The pieless is a lovely ball swept in there for Irwin. He doesn't necessarily control it first time, but he's still on the edge of the penalty area. Can he cut inside? Yes, he can. Can he get a shot away? He cuts back on himself, slips over, and it gives the opportunity for Richard Tootle to clear his lines as FC United Manchester's number 11 Craig Linfield goes down injured. Self-inflicted, that might be a reoccurrence of his hamstring, I'm not quite sure, but there was no pressure on him and he just went down. And Sam the physio is down there, and it looks like there's going to be a substitution because FC's got a board out early on, and it's Joe Logan, so I think that's going to be a straight swap for Liddy.
Do you reckon it's a reoccurrence of what he got at York?
I would have thought so, because the decision rate, we don't even know whether or not he's actually going to get up from this, but the board has gone straight up, and I think they knew with Liddy, substitution. Liddy, I think it's a reoccurrence of his hamstring there, and it's going to be a substitution. Logan, well, now the thing about Logan as well, it's like for like, injection of pace, getting down the bylines left or right to put a different complex on the game, and it gives an opportunity for him to really showcase himself. I mean, he's had a number of good games with FC United Manchester, but tonight he can actually he can terrorise him here.
And we gave Linfield man of the match on Saturday. Well, he had a good game.
He's not a happy man there, is Linny.
He'll be very frustrated because he's waited so long for an opportunity, and
Well, about two seasons, because he left us, didn't he?
Yes, he's been sat watching.
Sat watching for a while, then he went out to Marine, and then eventually he made his way back. And he does give FC United options, because he's the kind of player that loves to get down the byline and put balls in all afternoon. As FC United try to charge this ball down the far right-hand side, just outside the opposition corner flag. And they've got the ball. It's is it going to be a free kick? No, referee, let's play continue, but it's out for a throw-in. And it remains 3-0. And I'd love one. Thank you very much to go with all the chocolate I've had. Oh, and can you get me some water, please, Ben? That'd be lovely. Just fill it up from a tap. That'd be absolutely fantastic. Toilet water. It's fine, yeah. I don't want some people go, ooh, I can only drink from downstairs tap. I can't drink from upstairs toilet. It's an absolute nonsense. You can tell he's moved to Didsbury, can't you?
Well, Didsbury, it's got to come out of a bottle.
Oh, yes, everything from a bottle nowadays. And it has to be sparkling.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with good old corporation pot from whatever tap it comes from, as the ball down this near touchline. Irwin back defending against number four. It's a good ball into the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with by Brady, and he does enough there. To the byline he goes. Can he clear his lines? He can, but he gives it straight back to Instead. Instead now loses out. It's cleared by FC United, the Manchester flag bowler, but the ball back into FC's last final third. It's Instead on the ball, holds the ball. It's in fact the skipper, Lindley. Ball bounces off two players and eventually goes out to the halfway line. Ball headed back in though, and the visitors, they can't capitalise upon that. The ball eventually falls to Lloyd Allison. Let me give you the teams again anyway. It's Allison Senior, Corbett, Kay, flag bowler, Brady, Irwin, Collar, Gilchrist, McCarthy, and now in place of Craig Linfield, who's gone off injured with that recurring hamstring, it's Joe Logan. The visitors, it's Butt, Tootle, Eads, Instead, Harcourt, Radford, Thornton, Finlaw, Lindley, Moxham and Buttle. 3-0 down, FC United, 35 minutes on the clock, and doing exactly what we asked of them. And they're giving the ball away though with Instead, and the ball chipped down the left, that's a great ball again, and the number 11, can he get on the end of it? No, Fag Bowler does well there. He saw the danger, and he had to be on his mark there, because you know the pace of Danny Buttle was enough to put FC under pressure, as Connor does well on the halfway line, plays it to Irwin now holds the ball well, chips the ball forward up towards McCarthy. The referee gets in the way there, apologises, as Oscar Radford does really well there, and then plays the ball in. If he scored, we could use one of those 1972
Newcastle Hereford.
Here come FC United now with McCarthy. McCarthy just the right side of goal. First time shot comes, and it's wide of the target. And a bit more composure really from him there. I would have thought he could have looked up and he could have drilled that across goal, but he skewed it the outside of his boot. But it remains 3-0 to FC United. Manchester 37 minutes gone in this FA Cup second qualifying round replay here at Broadhurst Park. And everything we've asked of them, they've done so far, Paul.
Yeah, I think that old cliche, we can make a statement.
That's Fag Bowler now halfway line, as Ben is disgusted with the fact that I've told him to fill up my bottle with tap water from the toilets. As Logan now goes past one, goes past another, well he just goes past another, and his first time shot comes in. It comes off the head of an FC player, but well, it's an opportunity now, because it falls kindly, but it initially fell kindly for what I thought was McCarthy, but the goalkeeper pounced on the ball, and it nullifies the attacking prowess of the boys in red.
Logan was unlucky there with his shot to find his own man.
Well, look, it's up from Logan to Senior. Connor plays the ball into the penalty area. Well, it's also to the edge of the area. It's a poor one. It's dealt with, though, well by Oscar Radford. Ball right-hand side now with Mickey Harcourt. Harcourt then has the ball played across to Buttle. Buttle plays the ball up there. Free header there for Brady. Does well there, Brady. And now it's a good touch and control there by Logan. A lovely ball down the left-hand side. Here comes Steve Irwin in the penalty area again. Two players wait for it. He cuts inside. Back to Logan. First-time shot comes. What a goal. Oh. What a finish. Logan opened his body, and he just side-footed it from 15, 18 yards. That was the best goal of the game so far, Paul.
That was a difficult finish for the cutback. But the connection he made was perfect for the bottom
absolutely
corner.
Absolutely superb. And Ben's got two coffees with milk in there for some reason and forgot about me.
What do you? Yours is there, numbnut. What do you think happened here?
You asked for a coffee and you got two.
No, what do you think happened?
You asked for a black one.
I know. They all come black.
I don't care, Ben. You put milk in both and realised.
Yep. And then I thought, so I bought another one. So there you go.
You bought it to buy them?
Well, she did say you can have it free. I went, no.
Well, Well, that's a good point. It is our club up there. But that was a great goal, Paul. As you say, Irwin instigated down the left-hand side, and Logan's touch. And it started from actually a ball played up to Logan. He controlled it tremendously well, didn't he? A free kick conceded against Gilchrist deep in FC's half. But it was Logan controlled it tremendously well, played the ball inside. Then Irwin came in, and that ball from Irwin was fantastic. Yeah. But what a finish on the edge of the area. Opened his body tremendously well. And it's 4-0 to FC United of Manchester. It's a shame, really, that we've had that substitution made, because it's forced rather than him being able to change things as he wants to, Carl. But
it's given Logan an opportunity, hasn't it?
It is, yeah. But you've got the likes of Mike Jones on there. You've got Callum Nichols. You've got Sam Baird.
You've got
Tom Greaves.
I mean, to be fair, he's put a winger on for a winger. So, you know.
Well, yeah, that's...
Can't fault that. I mean, half-time onwards, he might start looking at one or two of the midfielders or... one of the centre backs, maybe.
Well, I think Sam Baird needs a little bit of a run out. Is he? The question came up actually. Are the likes of Baird, the likes of Kieran Glynn and Jones, are they eligible for the FA Youth Cup?
It's down to age, isn't it?
The ball played inside now. Logan on the edge of the penalty area again. Goes past one, goes past two. He cut the ball out wide right hand to Gilchrist. 4-0 up FC lead. Gilchrist ball to the penalty. It's a near post ball. Has to be dealt with by Harcourt, and it is, and it's another corner ball to FC United Manchester. In fact, I'm doing Harcourt a disservice. It was good defending from Will Eads. Is it based on age? What's the?
Because you've got to be under 18 when the season starts. I think that's the rule.
Is it under? Right. Okay. So in that case, none of them are eligible. Eligible.
Well, they could be eligible.
Eligible.
Depends who writes out the team sheet.
Corner ball, FC United of Manchester.
When was that recorded? 47 minutes, where Ben corrected Swampy and how to pronounce
Ben, why did you say 47 minutes? It's 40 minutes.
I meant on my recording. When
I started. I see. Right, okay.
He's going to collect
tricks
it.
Of the trade for the listener there.
Well, it's a corner ball taken quickly back post. It comes across three people and it's volleyed there by Gilchrist. And it's over the bar. But it was.
It's taken out somebody
play.
In the SMRA.
It certainly is. There's not a huge amount there, but. A better crowd than I was expecting. The SMRE holds obviously thousands.
Substitution coming in here.
I mean, we have been to games where people have just ignored the fact the SMRE is closed and have just gone in there. I do actually think it is officially closed tonight.
It was, but I was told if more than 40 people wanted to go in, they would open it. And that's what's happened. Well, substitution for the visitors.
He must have somewhere to go because it's not even half time yet.
Well, it's either that or maybe an injury, but Harrison is the man that comes on, and making way was the number seven, Joe Thornton. Hi team, listening to you and my sat-nav whilst taking my daughter back to uni way up north. Listen to you and... Oh yeah, I see, yeah. Imagine if the sat-nav was commentating.
Well, it could be.
Please pass the ball to the left. No, to the left. Please reverse... and please pass to the right. Forward, 200 yards, and shoot.
You have reached your destination.
Go back to the halfway line and start again. At the roundabout, 4-0 to FC United. 3 minutes till the end of this pulsating game. And to be honest, everything we've asked of FC United, they have actually duly obliged. We said, go out there, work hard, win the battle in the first 45 minutes, get up three or four up, and then game over. And that's exactly what's happened, and it's going to be, it should be, and as the game goes on, you'd expect it to be more, because FC should be also a lot fitter in all fairness. As Logan wins the ball back on the far side of the ground, it's intercepted, going to get the second ball back. He doesn't fancy the challenge, and it allows the visitors on the halfway line to come away with it. And we'll be getting half-time updates and coverage from Paul and from indeed Steve Wood. Woodzo in the house. And if you're, and just to let you know, John, if for whatever reason there's an opportunity here for the visitors outside the penalty area, that's holding the ball. And it's now an opportunity for Buttle. Buttle plays it back, left hand side, a 1-2. Ball played inside now to the number four. It's with Instead. Instead plays it out wide right hand side to Harcourt. Harcourt looking for some support on the right. It's a nice 1-2 there, but it's Fagbola. If Woodzo comes on and the sat-nav says You've reached your destination. Terminate. Terminate. As FC United, can they make it five? Well, it's good play there by Conor McCarthy. And it resulted in a very good save by the goalkeeper. But Logan on the edge of the penalty area, he chips it from distance into the arms this time of the goalkeeper. And a good throw, look, quick throw out as well. Halfway line. Fagbola wins the battle.
Woodzo, the Paxman of Broadhurst Park.
The Paxman, say the. Yeah, Woodzo, the Paxo of, yes. We've got a text in. Where's that gone? I was lost. Have I cancelled him? I hope not. It's the ball on the far left hand side. And it's Logan on the ball. 1-2 there, plays out left-hand side for McCarthy. Looks across the line to make sure he's on side of the penalty area. He goes to the byline, get the ball across, opportunity. Defended well this time. And McCarthy will go across and trying to win the ball back. And he does win the ball back, plays the ball back left-hand side. Far left-hand side now for Corbett. Corbett's ball is high and long, looping towards the back post. It's headed away. It's going to be a throw into United and Manchester. I'm keeping with the sat-nav theme. Can our manager please give way? That's from somebody. I'm not going to mention who it's from, but unless they want me to, if people don't mind names, just say yes. If they don't want names given out, I won't bust. 4-0.
Just leave him to
it's
it.
It's not Mrs. Emma Vermston, is it?
Mrs. Emma Vermston? I don't know. In all fairness,
the referee's indicated there'll be a minimum of 2 minutes added time. 2 minutes added time.
There'll be a minimum of 2 minutes added time, I've been assured, as the ball played out to this near touchline. It's a throw-in to FC United of Manchester.
If he says it twice, does it mean four?
Well, who knows, or dares to dream. In fact, this is the first team. This is the only team I know from Worksop that play in Worksop that my dad never played for.
Ah, because they weren't in Worksop then.
Well, exact good point, although they have an opportunity now with the substitute, the 14. Can he get his foot around the ball? Yes, he can, but he drags it wide of the post, and it's going to be a goal kick. But
we were talking about this.
When
the two Worksop sides play each other now, they've got identical kits.
Now, the thing is, what I find interesting is Handsworth Panamore. Why do they choose to use Paramore? What have I said then?
Panamore.
Panama. It's hands with Panorama.
With David Coleman.
Shut up. Do apologise, any of you hands with Paramore fans, if I've been saying Panama a little bit too much. It's just a slip of the tongue. So why did they choose to play in the Worksop colours? Because they weren't their original colour, surely. They've already been established since 2014, but it was an amalgamation, wasn't it, of several things. But anyway, back to the football.
Maybe one of their fans can tell us.
Well, we've got one of them to our left-hand side who was very chirpish before the kick-off, and I think he's gone home. Looking for an SD card.
I'm glad you said card.
Why?
I thought you were going to say something else.
Ben, I'm not like that. I'm not about the base humour. No, really, it's not about base humour, you know. You live in Didsbury now. You don't talk about those things. You go to your consultant to let them sort it out for you. Is the half-time whistle goes, and FC United here at Broadhurst Park. Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the game. Go out playing with skill, panache, purpose, pace, and let's get some goals. And we've done exactly that. There was a spell of about 10 minutes. FC United just took the foot off the ball a little bit. And invited on some pressure from the visitors, but they couldn't do anything really with it, in all fairness. And FC United will be four goals, and the goals coming, Paul.
Just bear with me a moment. I've got a photo to take.
I thought it was all set up there. Was that Woodzo trying to ruin the cup, the magic of the cup? And he's just trying to poo-poo the magic of the cup. But as the players come off here at Broadhurst Park, FC United have managed to lead by 4-0. We'll be back after this small commercial break with the thoughts of Woodzo, Stato Paul, who will give you the times of all the people that scored, and Ben. Until then, from Broadhurst Park, see you shortly.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Just taking a recorded that bit, yes, love that, very enjoyable. It's all synced and everything. So it's half time here in this second qualifying round replay at Broaders Park. FC United of Manchester currently 4-0 up against Handsworth Parrymore, and that means that Stephen Wood, who joins us now, you can say exactly what you said at half time on Saturday. Do you remember what you said at half time?
No, but I wish they'd done this on Saturday. They sent me £10.
Just say what you said on Saturday.
I can't remember what I said on Saturday.
You said,
rugby
Paul, do you remember what you said
at
half time on Saturday?
What, we draw and smash them?
You can't win in games like this.
Oh, right, you can't win in games like this, can you? Yes, you're quite right. We're winning this one, though.
We are winning this one, yeah. And it's businesslike, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean. I think it's followed what the pattern you usually see in the FA Cup at all levels, you know. And
when the side from a lower division plays another side,
they get the draw,
they get a chance, and then that's it.
It's usually 9 times out of 10, I think, and this is what's happened tonight. You know, I mean, you've got to applaud our. Yes, it's business like. Yeah, I expect us to win. Well, then I expect us to win on Saturday, to be honest with you. You know, I think there's been some good football played. You can put into context against him, but that doesn't matter. You've still got to beat him, you've still got to do it. There's been some great goals scored, some other good chances that, you know, I mean, the finish for McCarthy's goal.
Logan's
finish was fantastic. You know, you feel for the keeper on the Gilchrist one, because he's pushed it in. The first goal, I mean, McCarthy did that amazing run, which I thought he was a bit greedy on. I think he probably should have laid it off, and then he didn't
score.
It opened up. Yeah, it did. So, you know, yes, we done what we had to do, you know. What you've got to avoid now, and we nearly got one, is silly cards. I mean, Scott Kay was very fortunate on that one. It was a bad tackle.
We discussed it at the time, and is it... Does Scotty Kay... And I'm sorry for calling him Scotty Kay. does Scott Kay listen to One More Cup of Coffee? Did he take on board the suggestion that he should do what Dave Chadwick used to do and put his arm around the referee before the match starts, offer him a jelly baby and... And, you know, become best mates then.
Tom Baker. I don't know what you can't do, Tom Baker, obviously. Yeah, that's not about Cole Jack, who loves your baby.
Is that not what you were doing?
No, I was going to do Tom Baker.
But anyway, yeah. Because it was a book. That would have been a couple of weeks ago.
It was a bad tackle. yeah.
So he must be doing captaincy things.
Maybe. But, you know, that's the thing we've got to avoid now. You know, it is...
And knowing our check record as well, we need to avoid Handsworth going down to 10 men too.
Yeah, there is that, yeah. That's we lose 5-4. No, I mean, I, you know what you hope? You hope that a 4-0 at half-time can translate maybe into a 5-6, potentially 7, maybe. Not being greedy, just like it then might put some confidence into them when you go into Sunday's game. Hopefully we lose on Sunday because I'm not here, but...
Did you just hear what he just said?
He's not here.
No, but did you hear what he
said? Yeah, that's wild, because I'm not here. Because then if we win on Sunday...
He wants FC to get...
No, because if we win on... If we win on Sunday...
What's with the commentary team on this station?
If we win on Sunday, it means I've got to stay away for longer then.
We've got a winning formula.
Actually, I said that. It's Stockport the week after. That's no point, no bad thing. Anyway, potentially well, Stockport.
Speaking
not be Stockport yet,
speaking of which, Jim Gannon's down below us with a director and... of Stockport County.
Hello, Jim.
And they're obviously watching this game with great interest. And
he's not going to learn much.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
There are bits, though, that I don't want to be negative.
If you were looking at in his eyes, you'd be looking at the way we give the ball away disturbingly at times around our own penalty area.
That is a problem, isn't
it? Yeah, I mean, Irwin made a mistake where he put his hand up. That can happen. But there was one before that where Brady and I think it was Corbett seemed to be playing a game of who can give it away in the corner flag first. and it between was, the cell. Very similar. And actually, they did quite well to get out of it in the end.
It was very similar to the first 10 minutes at Worksop when we played there on Saturday. That first 10 minutes, we did invite them on by being a bit daft with the ball in our own third. And we are doing that quite a lot.
Yeah, you're going to get punished against a better team. Yeah, I mean, Stockport, he's going to see that and think, well, you know, it's like...
He'd be looking at Joel Cini as an experience at times, probably, as well.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know...
Is it
I think I've mentioned on here before, when we were at Southport, that the BPA scout was sat behind... Well, I assume it was him. He had a little pitch on a pad, and he had FC United, and we were playing them the week after. And...
It was no accident what they did in
that. Well, that's the same, because the equalising goal at Southport... was exactly the same as the first goal at Bradford, where Cini got beaten.
I'm going to stick up for Cini here. There has been goals we've scored down the left flank, conceded down our left flank as well, which have been exactly the same.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying to blame. I'm just saying what you're saying is right. Is all, you know, the likes of Jim Gannon or whoever's watching this game tonight can do is just see
the glaring.
Because he's not going to.
He's not going to stand up and applaud our goals.
He's not going to look at it and say, "Oh, they've played some really good football." You know, it's smooth, silky football. Because you can do that, but you put it into context of who you're playing against. But
exactly, and this is my next point. A lot of people, when they saw the draw, went, "Oh my god!" and all this. But we've never truly had that much of a problem against teams who on paper should.
No, I think people just look at it because it's not a day out. It's a bit,
and of course we'll have our scouting report on Stockport, which will confirm to Margie.
You're looking at me for? I don't do it.
It will confirm to Margie that they play in blue.
Yep.
And they're at Edgeley Park, and that's probably enough he needs to know.
Only occasionally, though, Paul, they do play a fair amount of games away from Edgeley Park.
Probably the same number as they do at home.
The scout doesn't have that much money.
So, yeah, because you can't afford the pounds at Edgeley Park. We made a joke on the Twitter feed saying it's still regionalised to draw. That means there's a good chance wherever we play, we'll still be able to get pie, peas and out of him. So, unfortunately, you can't do that at Edgeley Park. You can get a pie, but nothing else.
I think I bought a Mars bar and a drink.
It's a dear-do.
It cost me about £9 or something ridiculous.
It's a dear-do. Not as dear as York, though. Christ almighty. Anyway, your thoughts, then, Steve, for the second half?
Can't win in games like this, can you?
No, you can't win in games like this. But no, just same again, really. But I think
another four.
You're looking now and saying, you know, yeah, all right. Like, I'm not trying to. You know, it's realistic. You look at put into context who we're playing. That's, you know, if anyone from Handsworth are listening, we're not.
No,
we're not saying that. You know, we're just saying.
To be fair, if you're going to balance it out, Handsworth have created some glorious chances. Moxham should have buried it earlier.
I'm very, very careful not to say that, you know, you're playing against a lot, but we are. So I'm looking now just to keep the momentum going and to build confidence. The Tamworth game on Sunday, that's all you can really do now, unless you completely collapse and lose the game 5-4, which
Tamworth is going, because, you know, we can get through to the third qualifying round, but we can't escape the league form at the moment, and Tamworth's going to be a really tough game.
Exactly. So you know what I don't want to see is what I think was coming in towards the end of that half. We were a little bit complacent, a little bit slack, just slacking off. Go for it. You know what, if we have to beat them 7 or 8 nil just to, I don't know, I would want to.
It's like West Edge being Charlton, isn't it? In the Manchester Premier Cup last year.
I mean, you know, I don't want us to be going smashing teams like this. Not, you know, they did well on Saturday, they've done alright tonight, to be fair. They don't deserve to, but I'm looking at it from a selfish point of view. We've got to build some confidence in this squad at the minute, and if it means putting a big score in tonight, sorry, so be it. But what will happen, I've got a horrible feeling, it's going to be it'll finish four, maybe five, because we'll slack off, because players are probably thinking, I don't want to get injured, we've won this game now, I don't want to get injured. Linfield's gone off injured, you know, we've lost one already.
And Linfield's been very, very influential, hasn't he?
Mind the windows.
I think the concern is that if we have a poor second half, that will stick in the mind of the players more than the good
exactly,
first half.
Exactly, that's it, exactly. We should have played poor in the first half and then gone in at 0-0.
We want to come out with this on a high note.
I agree, Paul.
Don't we, for Sunday?
I agree.
Any other thoughts before I tell you to do one?
No. Don't drink and drive.
Thank you. Wise words, as always. Oh, you got more?
Especially don't eat yellow snow and don't sit down. The best one, don't sit down with a light bulb in your back pocket. Somebody asked me why once. What do you mean, why? Try it and see what happens. Anyway, on that bombshell.
Well, more than a bombshell, it really hurt. Anyway, thank you, thank you, Stephen Wood.
No problem, sure, pleasure, for, blah, 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 gone.
For joining us at half-time. So, just to add, this is SD Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and I'm we do need your donations. Your donations are greatly received, and keep the lights on here in our back pocket here on FCM Radio. That's at fcmradio.co.uk/donate. And while I've got you here, Paul, women's team on Sunday.
I know you're going to ask me about
this. It's true, isn't it? I mean, what was it sending off, firstly, Paul?
Okay. I saw the incident pretty clearly. What happened was, we were 8 minutes into the game, as you know. Jess Battle was being challenged from behind rather strongly, and unfortunately, she retaliated. And the referee was a matter of 10 yards away. What she did wasn't particularly physically violent or dangerous.
Just threatened it.
But contact was made.
Right.
And on that basis, the referee decided to be hard line. It could have been a yellow. He decided it was a red.
And that means FC United go out to Wigan. It was 1-0. But I believe, considering Wigan are higher up the league pyramid and FC United were down to 10 men, FC were very unlucky not to go through.
They're a division higher. We beat them here last season in the Argyle Cup semi-final. We gave them a good game again. The pitch wasn't to our liking, I have to say. It was boggy in places, marshy in others. There were pools of water in patches. It made our game more difficult to play. I mean, we wanted to play proper football.
The old Ossett Town trick.
Yes. So, you know, I mean, somebody found a lawnmower in the ladies' toilets hidden away. If we'd found that before the game, we would have had a go on that.
If you're going to hide something at a women's football match, you don't hide it in the ladies' toilets.
Not if you're playing FC. Because our women find everything. There's no hiding place from our women. But yeah, I mean, but yes, we did create some chances. Kirsty Chambers hit the post. There was a couple of good efforts from distance, good saves. There was some goalmouth scrambles. They scored their goal direct from a free kick from about 25 yards that went over the head of the keeper, which happens a lot in the women's game.
So it's unfortunate, but
disappointing. You know, I mean, the referee. So let's say his decisions didn't please the visiting support. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a disappointment. But the thing is that it's one cup competition. There's still two more in the bag. There's
and
one
the
on Sunday to come. We're playing the Manchester Cup at home to Didsbury Ladies on Sunday, 2 o'clock. Abram Moss. If you can't get to watch the men against Tamworth, go to Abram Moss and watch the women. I'm sure they'll bounce back on Sunday with a vengeance. Paul Didsbury are going to be up against it,
and hopefully we'll have some reaction. I was going to get some reaction on Sunday, but I was too busy posting on forums to actually try and.
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah. You were you were very busy.
Yeah, I was busy, and it distracted me from actually doing something worthwhile, like interviewing Luke Podmore. But
I'm sure you will catch up with him very
yes.
soon. I'm sure.
So hopefully we'll get reaction to that match against West Didsbury and Charlton on Sunday,
and of course, don't forget the FA Youth Cup. Tomorrow night, if you
get into that, and obviously there's the first team match for the men's team on Sunday against Tamworth, and of course FC Live will be there for that. However,
out for the second half.
Just a quick plug for tomorrow's FA Youth Cup. That's taking place at Burscoe. My last trip to Burscoe, I remember it was absolutely bloody freezing. But the youth team are back in action away against Burscoe Youth in the first qualifying round of the FA Youth Cup. The address for the ground is Victoria Park. It's going to be a 7:30 p.m. kickoff, L40 OSG. And it's £4 for adults, £2 concessions. But anyway, we're now joined by Swampy, coming back from his half-time chinwag at a networking event.
Talking to players, actually.
Exactly.
You've been in the dressing room?
Well, Nathan Lowe was... Oh, no, anyway, sorry.
So this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com. I'm Chair Armour. There's a substitution for Hansworth, so it's now time to hand over to expert comics team of Stato Paul. And...
insert name here.
Off you go, insert.
We pay for his hats. We pay for his hats. Nathan Lowe thinks we're a bunch of... Two hats.
Nathan who?
Who?
Yes.
Last time substitution for Hansworth.
Was he at the Emmys last night?
Sorry?
Was he at the Emmys?
Quite possibly. Well, he's a man with undoubted talent. And let's see what he can do now at...
Southport. I think they've beat twice, two games in a bounce since he's joined.
He's a lucky, lucky mascot.
Anyway, FC United leading here by 4-0. Second half underway. Allison Senior, Corbett, K, Fagbola, Brady, Irwin, Connor, Joe Logan, Gilchrist, and Linfield. And McCarthy is the visitors now over the halfway line. A free kick conceded by K. That'll be a yellow card in the first 3 seconds of the second half for K.
That didn't take long.
I bring him off now.
Doing that Jerome Wright Charlie trick, aren't you?
No, what I'd do is I'd bring him off now to give, for me, the 4-0 up, I'll say it as is. Tom Greaves needs games. Give him 45 minutes in the second half.
Certainly a goal would be nice.
Give the likes of
Sam Baird
45 minutes. It gives then Carl an opportunity to have a think about the game coming on Sunday.
Give Tom Greaves his 95th goal.
It would be nice, but anyway, it's a free kick dead centre for the visitors. They're around about 14 yards out, but dead centre, and as I say, here's an opportunity. What can you do with the shot? Well, it deflects across two players, and it's Ooh. Just a whisker away from the going into the back put the post, and it's a corner ball. It got a slight deflection there, and an opportunity here now for the visitors to try and get one back. It's 4-1, first minute of the second half upon us. And the number 14, Simon Harrison, runs across, but the corner comes in, and it's gathered by Allison, and Allison rolls the ball out right-hand side to Joel Senior. Senior plays the ball up now to Gilchrist. Gilchrist touch is a decent one, plays it back to Senior. Senior plays the ball back inside to Gilchrist. Simple ball back to Kay. Kay slips the ball across to Danny Bradley. It was Danny Brady. Brady plays it to Corbett. Corbett back to Brady. Brady now halfway line, plays it back to Corbett. Corbett's been hustled and bustled, has to go all the way back to his goalkeeper. It's a poor clip ball back as well, but it's nonchalantly cleared by Anderson. Over the halfway line the ball goes, and another free kick conceded by Scott Kay.
Three strikes and you're out.
Well, that was a similar free kick that he conceded a few moments ago, and I think the referee hadn't already booked him. And that was another yellow card. I mean, it was a very soft yellow card, and I wouldn't have given it, but the referee booked him for a similar challenge, and that was because of the early challenge he let go. And it remains 4-0 to FC United of Manchester. So 07596104122 is the text number, 07596104122, as Handsworth Paramore look to try and get something back into this game early on. They've had one attempt, and the end result is a corner, and now another free kick. Ball with purpose going to be played in by Simon Harrison, I think it is, the 14. He whips it in. It's a decent ball towards the back post. There's a free man there. Oh, and a great save. Rest of his goalkeeper. Is it off the line? Well, it is off the line as well. He palmed the ball high in the air, and it looped back over him, and it took an FC defender to clear his lines. They were looking as if the ball had actually gone over the line, but it hadn't. And a good opportunity and a good save from the goalkeeper. But again, poor defending from FC United of Manchester, but they're still winning by 4-0. That's the main thing. And the game should be beyond the visitors. I don't think it's going to be one of those where Swampy says, 4-0, no problem at all, and they come back and it's a 4-0 draw. Because there's too much quality in this FC team to allow the visitors, and in fairness, they have been quite poor.
Well, they've done what they had to do, and they brought Froggatt on, who's another striker. He's quite an experienced player. So they're playing a more attacking lineup now in this second half to try and get some pride back. Being 4-0 down.
They certainly are. Well, in front of 623 supporters here this evening at Broadhurst Park. And it's 4-0 to FC as Logan collects the ball deep in his own half. Controls it well. No one around him, so he has an opportunity to maybe move left or right. And goes through the middle instead. Plays the ball out wide right-hand side now to Gilchrist. Gilchrist first time the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball. Oh, and McCarthy. Well, he went to try and attack the ball. Realised he wasn't going to get the end of it. And it results in a goal kick. So let me give you the, if you want to give the opposition team out, Paul, feel free to do so, because there has been a number of substitutions while I was away.
Okay, right. Chris Butt, number one. Will Eads, 3. Steve Eisted, 4. Harcourt, 5. Ozzy Radford, 6. Finlaw, 8. Pat Linley, 9. Moxon, 10. Danny Buttle, 11. Simon Harrison is 14. John Froggatt is 16.
So they've, Tootle's come off. So they've, we're taking the defender off to put an attacking player on. The 4-0 down, and it's the right move for from a Handsworth Paramore perspective, would you say, Paul?
They had nothing to lose at the kickoff. Certainly 4-0 down at half time.
Yeah.
They need a goal desperately to give them something, impetus at least, to get them through this half. They need to respond.
Now the ball on this near touchline, it's Steve Irwin throwing though to the visitors. We're talking to Woods off air, and he was saying he was brought up to never drink water from the upstairs tap. And the reason being is because it used to be the old tanks upstairs.
Yeah, it comes from the tank.
But it doesn't anymore. If you live in a modern house, the water comes from everywhere. And even from the tank, it was all right. You clean your teeth with it, don't you, for goodness sake? You have a bath in it, you have a shower in it.
He's not convinced.
He's not. Mind you, he's still got an outside loo in Disney. It's a lovely switch ball, left-hand side for the visitors again. It's that man, Buttle. It's a penalty. It's a good ball. It goes across three players there. Who's on the end of it? Oh, for a minute there, it looked like a handball. There was tentative defending, but there was tentative attacking as well. I think from the visitors and the big 15 there. Well, John Hill thought about going for the ball, didn't, but it's a corner ball, and they've come out, as you'd expect, with a little bit of oomph about them.
Corbett chested the ball down in his 6-yard box and wondered whether to thump it in or get clear it, and he was undecided for a moment.
Well, yeah, it made it interesting if he'd leathered it into the top corner. As the corner comes across again, heading into the outside FC's penalty area, first time shot comes in, but it's going the wrong way, and they're back to the halfway line, the visitors, but they're on the ball still. McCarthy's back there defending, but they've just kept hold of the ball. The ball chipped, well, it was the number five there, Mickey Harcourt, trying to chip the ball into the penalty area, but it hit the outside of his boot and went out for a throw in and out of the ground.
That's more hardcore than hardcore, I think.
Well, sporting a pair of white boots. Too many players wearing
strange
coloured boots as Irwin tries to win the ball, loses out. It's won by the 16 though now. It's Froggatt. Ball out right hand side. FC United capitalise, win it back, and it's now an opportunity for Senior. Senior hits the ball high, and it's an easy ball, or should have been dealt with a lot better than it was by the visitors, but they do have it on the halfway line. Kay tries to intercept that ball. He relies on another centre half there, and Logan takes over now, just over the halfway line. Nice footwork there. Logan now through the middle, plays the ball out wide right hand side to Irwin. Irwin chips the ball towards the back post. It's a decent ball, up goes FC United as number 10 there, and it's going to be a free kick against McCarthy. Leading with an elbow there, and the referee saw that, and it remains 4-0. 7 minutes of the second half gone, and if you just join us, well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, our brothers and sisters from around the world, revolutionary groups everywhere, and indeed our friends are all the greatest drinks, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverage emporiums in the land. As Irwin now, 30 yards outside the penalty, he thinks about the shot, the keeper gets back but he plays, slips the ball into Gilchrist. Gilchrist cuts inside, nice little touch and turn to Logan, to Joel Senior, but he loses out, and they can come away with it. The visitors on the left, far left hand side, FC's right, the ball again decent down the right hand side, out comes FC's goalkeeper in the right back position and hits a long looping ball, chested down well there by Harcourt, plays it to out left hand side. FC's right, and the ball there is an outside decision opportunity here for the number 10, but it just evades him again. And Aaron Moxham there, well, the ball's again behind FC United and Manchester. And one thing you will say is FC's defending the second half has looked tentative.
The thing is, if you stop playing, any side can start to look good.
Well, they have the ball again. It's with Froggatt. Froggatt does really well, goes past one, but back defending there is FC United's Connor. And they try to play the ball out the side through the penalty area. They've done it well, and they've given the ball away, FC United. And they've given the ball away on too many occasions, and against a team lesser than that, it would have been maybe curtains, but the referee should have a word. A free kick conceded against Steve Irwin.
Stop banging and sit down!
And Sam Finlaw there go through the back of Steve Irwin, and the referee wants to... have a word with him, the referee, Mr. Speedy.
I think it's the Finlaw of the land being laid out.
I'll leave him to you tonight, Paul. I'll leave him to you. I think this water comes from the septic tank, by the way, Ben.
She put ice in it for you.
Did she?
Should have seen them. Two bar staff trying to find ice cubes small enough.
So it's not actually for the lavatory, this. It's from the...
from the bar.
Wow.
He wouldn't lower himself to go to the lavatory.
He gets someone else to go for him nowadays. He lives in Didsbury. One needs to use the one's bathroom. He sends his young kids in. There's Corbett on this left hand side. It was in the best of balls, but he controlled it well. He plays the ball through the middle. It's overhit, and it should be into the arms of Chris Butt. And he just has a think, settles himself. He's about to put the ball on the floor, but McCarthy doesn't allow him to do so, so it's out of his hands, high in the air, halfway line, headed by Brady, picked up by the 14 though, Harrison, and the ball comes to nothing, and it's into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, who throws it out very quickly to the right hand side. FC's right, there's a little 1-2 there from Fagbola to McCarthy, and now here comes FC United's number 9, and they lose out on the halfway line, and some defending to do. Number 10 there again, just looking to check his run there, and the ball was played far too quickly and too much urgency, and it falls kindly for FC United's goalkeeper, who plays it across to Corbett to Irwin just plays the ball with not a great deal of purpose there, and out for a throw-in. And well, would you make any substitutions? Would you give players an opportunity that haven't played for some time, 4-0 up, to get themselves a little bit of
I suppose there's different ways of looking at this, because he's going to lose Connor and, well, Matty uses band again on Sunday, but he's going to lose Connor on Sunday, so it might be a good idea to take him off and get somebody on who will be playing on Sunday, I would say.
Good point, well made. As throwing comes down this right hand side, a long throw, and the ball, is it staying in play? No, it's bounced out of play. Going to be a throw into FC United Manchester. Well, no really Tom Greaves running the touchline at this moment in time, just having a bit of a warm up. Nobody else has been sent to go out and get themselves ready or prepared. It's 4-0, 11 minutes on the clock here in the second half, as the ball played out wide right hand side to young Joel Senior. 1-2 between Senior and Gilchrist. The return ball by Senior is decent, and then it's going to fall out for a throw in on the right hand side, unfortunately, for the visitors. I'm home now. You're loud and clear in Leicester. Goals, please. I missed the first hour. Do you want to replay the goals, anyone? Just for Helen?
It's a goal.
It'll be on Audio Boom later.
Back of the net.
National League are big fans of our Audio Boom account, it would appear.
Get in there.
They do like it, don't they?
Get in there. My feelings are.
Oh, and that might be four. There you go, Helen.
Oh, my word. Gosh.
We didn't tell Helen they were actually all to Hansworth Paramore. No, they're not actually. It's been comfortable for FC United Manchester's now. Joe Logan down this left hand side, near touchline. Plays the ball inside to Mike Connor. 1-2 touch there. Falls kindly for FC United's number 10. He's going to have a shot from distance, you would have thought. The better player plays for that actually was Joel Senior behind him. But in fairness, McCarthy in them positions is.
Very single minded.
He's very single minded. Yes, he certainly is. As, new goals, please, from Helen Murphy. New goals.
New goals, please.
New goals, please. New goals. As the corner ball comes in for FC United and Manchester. First of the second half of the boys in red. 4-0 up the lead. The ball towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? It's cleared. Kay just picks it up on the edge of the area, though. Plays it out wide right hand side to Senior. Senior whips the ball. It's a decent ball in there. It's headed away, though, with some aplomb. And the ball eventually finds Daddy Buttle, controls it, but then they give the ball away. And Steve Irwin, who's been all over this pitch, plays it to Logan. Logan plays a lovely ball into to Conor McCarthy, and the flag goes up as he shoots. And the call, that was a late flag. Well, that's what it is nowadays, isn't it? You have to wait till the player shoots before you can actually put the flag up, which I don't think does assistant referees any justice whatsoever.
I think you let them celebrate the goal for about 45 seconds and then put the flag up. For dramatic effect.
I saw a Premier League manager doing that in a highlight the other night, and he didn't realise he hadn't scored, and he was still celebrating. Sat down, and then someone said, "No, it's not a goal." Oh, okay. I think they went on to win 6-0 though.
As the ball, I did take his jacket off and throw it into the crowd.
Throw into Paramore on this near touchline, and still waiting any further changes for FC United and Manchester. As Brady has to concede the throw-in on this near touchline, and it's really, I suppose, from a Hansworth Paramore perspective, it's about A, trying to put a decent shift in the second half, and secondly, maybe getting one goal as the opportunity to the penalty. First time shot comes in, across goal. It should have been across goal, but it was straight at the goalkeeper. And again, Simon Harrison, when you look at the chances that they've actually had, Paul,
if you put them together in it,
they've had
a showreel. You'd say, well, they've not done badly here.
Well, they haven't, but FC United from turn attack to defence, and it's Gilchrist in the penalty area, goes past one, cuts inside, good footwork there, first time shot comes in, defended well there by Oscar Radford, and it's a corner ball to FC. And, well, as you say, you put that showreel together, they've had some gilt-edged chances, and they've just been very, very poorly finished I mean, FC United have been far superior, don't get me wrong.
I mean, if you give those chances to Tamworth, then you may regret.
Corner comes in towards the back post there. Fagboli heads it towards a goal, and it's gathered by Butt, who looks for a quick throw out there, but he's only got two players to aim for, so he has another think, and this will be out of his feet, out of his hands. Long ball, high clearance over the top. Fagbola wins the header, halfway line, picked up by one of three Tiger shirts. Down the right hand side they go, and I say Tiger shirt because that's what they look like, Tigers. I know they're not the Tigers, but they have a Tiger-esque shirt. Duckingfield Tigers, to be precise. Used to play in the Stockport and District League, and then went on to play the Tameside League. And a very good team as well they were, but often beaten by the superior Erwood Rovers. As the ball played on this near touchline.
Oh, it feels like we should get a reunion together. To be honest, well,
Taff, part of the FC coaching team, felt the wrath of the mighty FC United. A nice touch there by McCarthy, plays it out to Irwin. Irwin, right hand side to Gilchrist. First serve by ball comes in. This is great football from FC United of Manchester, and it goes out for a goal kick. To be honest, that was simple football personified from FC United, and that's what we like to see. They split the defence open. Irwin play the ball out to Gilchrist. Gilchrist plays the ball right across goal to FC United of Manchester's Conor McCarthy. Good defending there. Did result in a goal, but good football from FC. Halfway line. Picked up by the 14, Simon Harrison. He's got a bit of a cul-de-sac there, but plays a nice 1-2. He receives it again. And a late challenge there by Zach Corbett there. And that's a bucket anyone's money there. He's gone through himself in there.
That was one for the Duckingfield Desperados.
The Duckingfield Desperados.
Where is Brian?
I've just been over there having a chat with him. As the Viking call from Daz Lines there is, it's like one of those Viking horns. As the corner free kick comes in towards the back post, it's a deep one. Who's on the end of it? Well, FC's goalkeeper gathers it, then loses it, and then gathers it again. But it's going to be a corner ball. He's under no real duress there. There was no real pressure on him, and I think he just dropped the ball himself. Anyway, there's Danny Wisdom now having a... Well, FC and I have got four people warming up, and Danny Wisdom being one of them. And he thinks better of it and comes as a sit-down. Well, that was probably the shortest warm-up I've ever seen. As
he was just seeing if he was anybody new in the crowd.
Well, that's because Danny Wisdom actually decided he's either taking his coat off to have a warm-up without his coat on, or he's coming straight on. No, he is having...
This is a thriller minute, isn't it?
Ah, there you go.
He's warming up. He's
warming up.
Wisdom watch.
Oh, no, we're about to make a substitution. It's FC United's number 10 coming off. I think Conor McCarthy.
Somebody needs to tell him.
And coming up, I'm confused anyway. Anyway, we're back in play.
Everyone knows you are.
There's a ball on the halfway line with Conor McCarthy. Late challenge on McCarthy, a fair one, is it? No, the referee says not. And it's FC number 15 coming on. Callum Nichols.
Nicholas.
And Jason Gilchrist coming off.
Last seen at Salford, I think. We saw Callum Nicholas at Salford.
This is competitive debut time, I think. If he ever gets on.
Oh, it's not. It's the number 8 coming off. It's going to be Mike Connor coming off. They can't make their mind up on that ball. It's changed again.
It would make sense if Connor comes off, because he's not available on Sunday.
No, it's FC's 4 coming off. Scott Kay's coming off. What? Hold on.
The numbers are diminishing as we go along.
Scott Kay's coming off. It's breaking news. Scott Kay could well be coming off, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Kay, not injured. As this free kick comes in, can FC United capitalise and make it 5? Comes to the back post there, and it's out for a throw-in.
Scott Kay is very rarely substituted.
He's about to be. Wow, there's...
What happens?
I don't know.
What happens if you get subbed?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, does he get booked?
Is it an automatic ban?
He gets booked on the bench instead.
I'm just going to fasten my coat just to be safe.
Well, there you go. I've just had an opportunity now for FC to put the ball into the penalty area. McCarthy turns, shoots, goal. Well done, McCarthy. The ball was whipped in. It was Logan again. He whipped it in. The throwing came in, and in all fairness, it was so simple for McCarthy. Back to goal on the 6-yard line, but he controlled it well, turned, and then just buried it in to the left-hand side.
Tom Greaves is coming on.
Well, they'll make a double substitution. Why have I got...
Double substitution for FC United.
You just talk about yourself a second, guys.
Substitutions about to occur. Callum Nicholas is coming on. Last seen at the Salford friendly, I think, at Moor Lane.
Yes.
Coming off is K, otherwise known as Scotty K, or just plain Scott K.
Yeah, why do you call him Scotty K?
I don't know. He just feels right, you know.
You're just trying to big him up.
Yeah. Scotty K. What's wrong with that? That's a good name.
Is this Gilchrist coming off?
It's like Stephen Wood. Stephen Wood's name should be Stephen Woods. But he's awkward and refuses and says Wood.
I like the way he said Greaves there. That was very American boxing. Unless he's been listening to the guy at Curzon.
I believe there is a PA community on Facebook and WhatsApp. They'll communicate with one another.
Maybe.
Talking about the latest trends in public.
They're coaching each other.
Announcing. Are you okay? Right, we're back underway here. Hands with Parham over a long ball down the line there, and out of play.
Thanks, Ben. Goal kick 5-0.
That was my Martin McCutcheon moment right there. Just going to go off air and sing the song.
Under a car wheels or something.
Reeds is going to get 20. I thought that was the.
It was a bonnet. Was it Mike Reed's bonnet?
Mike Reed's bonnet.
I thought under. under wheels were the lead singer of E17, weren't they? Did he drop a potato and his head went under a wheel? Something like that, wasn't it, E17? Anyway, here come the visitors. They spread the ball from right to left.
For you, music,
Logan. Give the ball away, FC United, the ball into the penalty area. Is that man again, Joe Cedar, give the ball away? The ball chipped in, though. It's going to be a.
Popular music.
Well, there you go.
Did he find the potato in the end?
It was mashed by the time the wheel got over his bonds and indeed over the potato. But there you go.
Did they save the potato?
Oh no, it was a spud you like towards the back of the post there. FC United's goalkeeper gathers the ball well. And see, in the FA Cup matches, I think you should be allowed 4 substitutes. Knock the through. Rolling substitutes, yeah, perhaps. As Logan wins the ball. Outside the penalty area he goes, charging down the right on this near touchline. He's got the wrong way, really, but there's a ball at the back post there and it goes out. And it can't be offside because it wasn't the shot. But anyway, it's a goal kick.
Some tweets come in. Neil says, nothing against Tom Greaves, but give the kid some game time. And also, Chantal's been in touch, just got out of class. Sounds much more promising than Saturday based on the tweets. Come on, boys.
Give who some game time?
The kids.
But does he mention anyone in particular?
Well, I don't know.
Well, to be honest, who's that who tweeted in?
Neil Lees.
Well, Neil, to be honest, I think Tom Greaves should have come on at half time, and I also think Sam Baird should have come on at half time. But they've chosen to bring him on with 25 minutes to go and also brought on Callum Nicholas.
Nicholas.
As FC United now have another opportunity outside the penalty area. It's looking for a hat-trick. Their first-time shot comes in there from McCarthy and out for a goal kick. But Nicholas, did you say?
Nicholas.
Oh, Nicholas. Don't know, that wasn't the sale of the century, but that was actually...
Not sure what that was.
It was, you know what it was. It's on 8 o'clock on a Monday night.
Tipping point.
Monday night, 8 o'clock BBC Two, the intellectual programme.
Oh, University Challenge.
Exactly, yes. Leicester got beat last night, unfortunately. From
so he wasn't in the team then?
No, it was. They were beaten. They were beaten, but it was a close game. They were beaten by Cambridge. A bit of a mismatch, as far as I'm concerned, to be honest. Those Cambridge boys had no clue when it came to modern popular music. As the ball chipped down this near touchline, they didn't know that E17's. Lead singer.
Was there a potato question?
There could have been potato questions, but there wasn't. I fear for them any time that
I feel like
happens.
He was badly injured, wasn't he? We shouldn't really be laughing and joking about
it's
it.
It's from E17, for goodness sake.
No, I meant the potato. Oh, I ruined that by laughing, sorry.
Well, Ben, to be
a
honest,
bad
I mean,
comedian laughs at
well,
his own jokes.
In all fairness, Ben, I mean, you're a King Edward, and I'm just a commentator. You're royalty.
Hey, you should have cracked that joke, where were you?
Well. What, the Jersey Royal there? Yeah. Jersey Royal, the King Edward, and it's Swampy, the commentator. Yes, yeah. There you go.
Twice the well.
Yes. In fact, you remind me of a potato. As the ball down the right-hand side now with Greaves. Greaves has the ball played into him right-hand side.
Just leave that out there for a minute and then back to it. Why do
we remind you of... smash, get mash. You see the size of their heads?
There's a bit of nostalgia for you, listeners.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, 5-0 FC United lead here. And we've got 20 minutes to go. And... Well, there probably isn't a way back. The contest has been over for some time, in all fairness, as Brady, his clearance off the outside of his boot goes into the far side. Click, dot, switch, dot, save. The energy check. .co.uk, FC United sponsors. There's the ball, left-hand side. Ball chipped in. Needs to be dealt with by Joel Senior. It is momentarily, and then he gets another chance, and he plays a nice simple ball out. As the ball swings to this near touchline, but it's intercepted this time. If Logan had got the end of that, I think that would have been all hands on deck to try and get back. But Paramore trying to play themselves from the back there. Good defending and play there by Oscar Radford. Simple ball out left-hand side now for Will Eads. Ball chipped in there. It's a decent ball. Brady needs to win it, and he heads it back to his goalkeeper. That was comfortable for him there. Did well. FC United's makeshift centre-half, although I think he's the centre-half stroke right-back. Stroke, I'll play it anywhere you need me to, just to get a game, please, Governor. As Radford plays the ball out left-hand side again to Will Eads. And he looks for some support, played the ball up there, but Fagbola saw it. And they have the ball again now with Greaves. Ball out right-hand side for McCarthy. First-time ball in for McCarthy. Can it evade the number five? No, it can't. It's Harcourt clears his lines, but his defence has to be defended. It is again defended by Radford. Ball just inside the FC half, and it's good football here from the visitors. The number 10 picks the ball up, Danny Buttle. Buttle looked like he was offside, but the assistant referee wasn't quite up with the play. FC 5 goals up here as Mike Connor plays the ball to Corbett. Corbett has the ball intercepted from the 14, Simon Harrison, and there's going to be a substitution for the visitors, and this time it's going to be John Hill, the 15, coming on and making way.
It's the last throw of the dice.
Is Aaron Moxham.
Substitution for Hansworth Paramore, replacing number 10, Aaron Moxham, is number 15, John Hill.
Well, he's not got the colours of Harry, but he's got the haircut. And if he comes on as a sneaky little puppet with him and nod the ball in, no more. Anyway, sorry.
What's he doing?
I'm not sure.
Are you alright?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm just reminiscing of my
Shout Badger Parade.
To the Badger Parade. Yeah, let's talk about badgers. Scientifically proven that they don't know yet whether or not badgers indeed are causing the problems that they believe them to be causing. We're because the study hasn't finished. It's another 4 years, but they've decided 13 more.
We've just lost two listeners.
I think it could be bad press.
That and Venezuela, mate. Just give it a rush, yeah?
Politics.
I mean, I don't often support Brian May in anything, but it's a great run, though, there by Connor there. He rises four challenges, gets into the penalty area, and unfortunately the ball he plays in towards Greaves was a poor one, leaving Greaves no option just to chase the ball down. But I'm with him. I mean, I think it's fantastic that him and his wife have both actually... I've been confident enough to allow badgers to live in their heads, on the top of their hairs. It's great. A big badger haircut, haven't they?
They're not wearing badger suits, are they?
No, they're just badgers. They've actually let badgers actually live there.
What, on the heads?
And it's living proof that actually they do give TB. Oh, a little touch by Greaves. Here's an opportunity to make it six. Should be six. Good save by the goalkeeper, and SC substitute there. Well, it was Callum Nicholas who should have made it six. It was a lovely touch from Tom Greaves.
I thought all the work had been done for him then. It was easier to score.
Well, it was. Greaves could have actually just put it in himself, but a little ball with the outside of his foot brought in the 15. But here comes Steve Irwin now. Plays it to Conor McCarthy. Looking for a hat-trick here, McCarthy. And this time it's wide. I mean, how many shots has McCarthy had? It must be about, what, seven, eight, maybe more.
It'll be 103. Well, we've had 12 as a team. We've had 12 on target, 12 off target tonight.
And I think the off targets is the ball played down the left hand side, and a good sprint on there by the number 11, Danny Buttle. Ball into the penalty area. It's dealt with. Second ball needs to be dealt with. 14 picks it up, and oh, he nearly slips. But the first half shot comes in, and simply back to FC's goalkeeper, who clears his lines up to the halfway line. Up goes Greaves. He wins the header, and he has to chase his own ball. See, that's what you want when a centre forward comes on, winning his own header, chasing his own ball. I mean, it's nothing better than, you know, that partnership, working together collectively as a team. As the ball played down the right hand side, it's instead Steve instead now on the ball. Can he get the ball to the penalty area? No, he can't, but he gets himself a corner. And it remains 5-0 to FC United of Manchester.
75 minutes on the clock.
And we'll wait for this corner to be taken. So, well, it's Stockport County on the 30th of September, away at Edgeley Park. And what should be a good encounter? Two teams in the same division.
Shall we interview Jim Cannon at full time?
Where is Jim?
Down there.
What his impressions were.
He's there with my pal from Stockport County as well. The ball whipped in. I don't think we... No, because we'll be here all night, to be honest, as the ball loops over there. And, well, I think it was instant. It hit his knee. And he was moving backwards. It hit his knee. And it basically ended up with a save from FC's goalkeeper, Alisson. He had to. I don't think... they knew much about that, but it was a goal attempt and it was a save by the goalkeeper. Very interesting. I mean, if you've not listened to Jim Gannon's interviews, they're well worth listening to. They're about 10 or 15 minutes, but they know the game inside out. Another shot comes in, opportunity. Oh, and a great finish and a goal. And again, FC's defence, well, they're all looking at each other, all complaining to each other, but none of them picked him up. And I think it was the centre half, I think it might well have been Oscar Radford, who he put his boot around that. It was a cracking finish, Paul, but what woeful defending yet again from FC.
Yes, they'd all gone to sleep, I'm afraid. They scored 5-0, they all decided they didn't have to bother.
Goals and with Barrymore, scored by number 6, Oscar Radford.
Well, Radford there, well, showing the prowess of a centre forward rather than a centre half as Logan tries to win the ball. And he plays the ball up to Greaves. Greaves' ball's a decent one. Plays it to Corbett. Corbett's a great ball to the penalty area. Who's going to be dealt with an offside decision already? So regardless what happens, it's going to be a free kick to the visitors. But again there, I mean, Alisson is absolutely furious. Every time he thinks he's going to get a clean sheet.
Yeah, he's only managed one so far in all the games this season.
Something happens, and that, again, every player just stood and did pick up the man. There was a couple of good players running off the ball, but you've got to do better there, FC United of Manchester. As the ball played up again, it's instead headed by Frank Bowler. Again, they all watch the ball, and they've been guilty of that for a long time, FC. They watch the ball too much, don't they? Rather than going to the ball or meeting the ball, they sit there, they watch it, and they let someone else take over. I mean, it's 5-1, and we've been far the better team, don't get me wrong, but you can pick out inadequacies within FC United of Manchester, because that's where we are in the division, because we're just not looking at someone actually taking the ball, winning the ball, as Irwin does now. Though, plays a great ball into the area, headed away, falls to Conor McCarthy on the edge of the penalty area. He'll have one pass, plays it outside to Nicholas, first time shot comes into the goalkeeper's arms and comfortable. But that's got to be a criticism, Paul, surely.
Yeah, well, you've always got... There's always room for improvement. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we discussed it at half time.
Sitting on the fence a bit, Porter.
He is a bit.
He? Yeah.
You've been got at.
Well, I don't know. Every weekend it seems that the FC Radio team are up for... I don't know.
Forum bants.
Forum bants. Is it banter? Is that what it is? Well, you're all very welcome to get in touch. Contact 07596104122.
See, opinions are like badges, everyone's got one.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're being shot.
Just like opinions.
for no reason.
Exactly.
I can't see anyone can ever agree with a badger call. Absolutely ridiculous. Beautiful British creatures with the ball down the right hand side. The Wildlife Trust, that's going to have to eventually going to have to change their logo, because there's going to be no badgers left in the country. Is the ball down this right hand side? A lovely ball on onside there.
Shocking.
Poor defending, but it's an opportunity now for John Hill. He's just Dilly done it a little bit too much. Can he get past Brady? No, he can't, but Brady then Dilly's on it. First time shot comes in. It's a goal.
Another goal. I think it was already over the line.
Well, FC was split open on the right hand side there. Well, we were talking about badgers. Well, badger would have burrowed this get. Well, anyway.
I think Pat Lindley's shot was over the line myself, but I could be overruled here.
I think Lindley is the man that will take the credit. Lindley,
number 9,
Lindley, Pat, yeah. Lindley, the captain.
Yes, well said. Well, no one is actually quite sure, but it is 5-2, and we were talking about the frailties of defensive play from FC United, and that is all but clear to see here so far.
See, he's been listening, hasn't he, Dan?
He has. He's done well there, Dan.
But so we must have an earpiece.
You can't switch off like that. I mean, you know, it's rudimentary defending there. Just gone static and stale at the back, and a good attacking. You know, Tom Greaves is having a hug with Oscar Radford. Just got hold of him there, and it's not letting go anywhere. I think they must know each other. Anyway, the referee's going to have a quick word. Greaves and Radford having just got a smile there. The referee just having a quick word with Steve Instead, I think, the man who put that strong challenge in there on Steve Irwin. Irwin's been excellent again, though.
Irwin's passing range is very good.
Yeah.
He's got good vision as well. You can see he's played at a high level.
Well, it's Connor down the left-hand side now. Plays it to Corbett. Corbett gets the ball across. Three players there. He'll go out for a throw in on the far side. And Ben, what was that on the touchline there?
There was a bit of a chat going on between their management and some members of our bench. And, they've all stayed in their own areas, so it's fine.
Was it all very jovial?
Well, Logan slips in the penalty area, but they've given it away, and they've won it ball back, but they've given it away again. FC United now with Colin McCarthy, right-hand side, chips the ball towards the back post there. Opportunity for Greaves, header there, and it's an offside decision. And have you given away my piece of paper?
I had the attendance on. Did you need that?
That was an integral part of my... No, I don't.
He needs it back.
No, I don't. I'm joking.
He's got OCD. If I start moving things around, he gets sold. 6-2-3.
Well, here comes Logan. Left-hand side. FC, this near touchline. Plays the ball inside. Who's in a 4-4? It falls for Tom Greaves. Got ball. His play by Greaves. Nice ball out to McCarthy. Greaves is on the end of it. Second time. Can he get on the end of it? No, he can't. Good defending there. Keeper comes out and gathers it, and in fact it's actually gone out for a corner.
Good
play there from Greaves. He played the ball out wide, got into a decent area, puts the pressure on the defender, and it results in a corner ball to FC United of Manchester.
It's got 8 minutes to go. It's normal time.
Well,
we've had 25 goal attempts tonight, 13 on target.
There's a little bit of bants going on down there between certainly the FC bench. Is this ball whipped in, ball comes across, it's dealt with, and should be a throw into FC United of Manchester. It is indeed.
And has it got a bit heated down here?
I don't know,
that why Daz Lines is on his own? Because
no names.
God, how many times? HR tomorrow.
Is it because Daz Lines has been left on his own that they're picking on him?
Well, the thing is, to be honest, their manager looks like Yap Stam from here.
He does a bit.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bit angry.
Anyway, this free kick comes in towards the back post. There's an opportunity now for McCarthy, but it's defended well, and the number 11 picks up Danny Buttle deep in his own half. As the ball played up 5-2, if you just joined us. One goal for FC United in the second half, and two goals for the visitors.
Yeah, we're losing this half now.
We are indeed, but overall, luckily, we're winning. That's the main thing. And Stockport County away at Edgeley Park on the 30th of September as the ball finds its way all the way back to FC United's Allison. We've got 38 minutes on the clock. That gives us several minutes to play. As we've got a text in, did I just hear the line, I don't often like Brian May, but ooh, that's a lovely that's a lovely run, Helen. P.S. If I was on University Challenge,
A-up.
If I was on a University Challenge, I'd be Sheffield, not Leicester, but I'm not smart enough and I'd have difficulty in punching Paxman. Oh, not punching Paxman. Yes, he's a smarmy twonk, isn't he? If he gets something wrong, he's like, everyone knows that one. It's like, it's...
Oh.
That's right, Ben, calm down.
Some of
the decision making.
Ben,
it's just baffling.
Come on then, Ben.
Can't cope.
Tell them what you think. Let the listener know what you think about the defensive prowess of FC so far.
Say what you see.
Come on, Ben.
They're playing at times like it's 7 o'clock, the sun's going down, and your mum's just about to call you in for tea.
I think that kind of sums up the situation at the moment.
And what part of the year would that be, Ben?
Well, spring,
Christmas Eve.
The sun going down at 7 o'clock.
early spring, March time, you know.
Ah, okay.
Spring watch.
It's been a surprisingly nice day on Low Broughton playing fields.
Ah, fair enough. As Logan wins the ball, plays it to McCarthy. He's got it inside if he wants him. Irwin, but he plays the ball inside. There's an opportunity now. It's Tom Greaves. Greaves plays a 1-2. It's a lovely ball for Greaves. A back heel there. An opportunity. Good football between him and Nicholas. Nicholas back on the ball. Oh, chipped in there. Headed away. And they can try and bring the ball away. Hands with Paramore. And they do clear the lines. Half a pushing about there by Fagbola, which was, well, obvious to say the very least. And it looks like it's all calmed down on the bench. That's a bit disappointing. I was enjoying that tete-a-tete. As instead now, halfway line, looking for some support, plays the ball through, picks up to 15. It's an opportunity offside decision against big number six. And well, cheers.
Jubilant
from,
scenes there.
Cheers from
tartan blankets flying in the air.
I think actually
there's a flask.
The second
flask in the air.
The second flask has just arrived. I think that's what it is. Second flask has just arrived for the tartan blanket brigade on the right hand side. They're happy. I'm surprised half of them can stand up.
Well,
in fairness,
in instalments they can.
That's what they do. They stand up in instalments. Okay, it's McCarthy now. Tries to win the ball. That was a free kick referee. Goodness gracious. Well, Oscar Radford there. Round the throat of McCarthy, but the referee says nothing wrong with it.
It was worthy of an Oscar.
As the ball given away. And now Nicholas, right-hand side. Three players in front of him. He chips the ball from right to left. Logan has to chase the ball down though. Can he keep it in play? Yes, he can. He keeps his feet as well. Surprisingly, them pink boots. As Logan now cuts inside, oh, he shows too much of it. And Zach Corbett has to chase back. And Brady now takes over. Brady's ball's a rush ball, but it's controlled well by Steve Irwin. Irwin, positive ball inside to Nicholas. Nicholas now 25 yards out. Can he take a shot? He plays it inside though to Colin McCarthy. McCarthy takes it left hand side. Does really well, holds the ball. Can he get a shot away? The keeper slips, and then McCarthy says, you know what, if you're going to slip, I'm going to stab my feet round the ball and chip you, and it's 6-2. He deserved that. And the cause of Rooney. Well, I hope he's not driving home tonight then, if that's the case.
It's all right. He's left his own car at home.
Yeah, we are. Well, never been more excitement in Stockport.
Goal for SC United.
Is that three from McCarthy?
That's McCarthy hat-trick, yes.
Well,
first hat-trick of the season.
He's worked hard. He's worked well. You've not learnt a lot tonight, have you? You or Jim? It's been very different, yeah?
Enough.
Yeah, I'll see you at your place.
Well done, Jim Gannon.
It's a big lad, isn't he, Jim? You're looking at me thinking...
You don't mess with Jim Gannon.
You definitely don't. Well, if you do, you get a 10-match ban. Well, Jim did anyway at one stage, didn't he? But, well, the...
Much jollity on the offside front here.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things. They're a happy bunch down there. The simple things in life, like an offside decision or, I don't know, a scratch on a 19th century table and a packet of Werther's Original. They're happy with that, as Logan now. Just below us.
Footwork.
Goes one way, goes another way. See, the thing is, as good as that is, at this stage of the game, the one thing you don't want to do is we're approaching the 45th minute here, is showboat and get your legs broken by a player who gets a bit annoyed with doing that, as Greaves does well there. Pushes instead in the back, but the referee lets play continue. 6-2 to FC United Manchester.
Who's your man of the match?
Personally,
I'd give it Irwin, even with McCarthy's hat-trick.
I would as well. I think he's been excellent all evening. He's everything you've asked of him, he's done tremendously well. There's the ball down the right-hand side. Here's an opportunity. Just Corbett deals with it. It's actually Brady deals with it well. And then kicks the ball out for a throw into the visitors. Yeah, I've been impressed with him. I mean, I've got to say again, Conor McCarthy's work rate is never in doubt.
I think McCarthy must have had at least 12 shots.
Well, I was going to say, he's had plenty of shots, hasn't he? He's there, and he's got his just desserts with three goals. But for me, Steve Irwin has been excellent yet again. So another shot comes in from the visitors, or he doesn't actually. He's held outside the area. Can they get a shot away? No, they can't. Still looking for a way to get beyond the FC defence. Logan's back defending. It's 14 versus 14, and Logan wins that battle against Simon Harrison.
Good bit defensive.
Ball the outside of his boot there, and this time Irwin can't quite get on the end of it to unleash Tom Greaves. But now they might have another opportunity. Irwin, FC's man of the match, cuts inside, looks for some support. Plays a 1-2 off the five Haircourt, and then eventually plays the ball out wide right to Joel Senior. Senior plays it now to Conor McCarthy. McCarthy now has Nicholas inside of him, but he plays it up towards Tom Greaves, but the ball is intercepted very comfortably by Oscar Radford.
The referee has indicated there,
and now it's going to be Mike Connor
time.
Chips the ball to this near touchline.
3 minutes.
623.
623. In attendance.
Yeah, yeah. Is that a new formation that we're playing on Sunday? 6-2-3.
I think it's 3-62.
3-62?
Yeah, 6-2-3.
What, as in the motorway? You want to free the M62? Yeah, we don't like to do that, to be honest. But
I just don't understand why it goes to Hull. It's just so unnecessary.
Well, because a motorway has to go to Hull. It's a beautiful part of the world, Hull, as well. How dare you? Right-hand side now
City
for John Froggatt. Froggatt plays it inside. Only a few more months for that, isn't it? As the number 11 now. It's Daddy Buttle. Plays the ball outside. Buttle back on the ball again. Plays it back to Simon Harrison. Harrison chips the ball through the middle. Buttle back on it. Good movement down this near touch line, but he cuts it in his left foot towards the back post. It goes. Two players there. Two players win it in front of two FC defenders, but it's out for a goal kick. And, well, what have we learned this evening, guys?
I had no idea about the potato. I just thought he fell out of his car. I didn't know it was to do with him trying to pick up a potato.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing to do with... anyway. But yes, the potato was the answer.
What was the question?
I don't think he knew, actually, himself, as the ball right-hand side given away by FC United of Manchester. Can they finish with a flurry, the visiting team? 6-2, they find themselves on the end of at this moment in time. And the ball played to the halfway line, picked up now by Harcourt. Harcourt plays it inside, still in their own half, but it's over to the FC half now. An opportunity to get the ball out wide right. Nice ball to the number 9 now. It's the captain, Lindley. Goes past one, does really well. And two FC players, well, they do enough. The referee was thinking about the free kick and he wasn't getting it. And it's going to be FC now with Nicholas. A 1-2 between him and McCarthy. Doesn't quite come off, but Nicholas gets the ball back, does well there. Plays it to Joel Senior. Senior's ball up to Greaves. Greaves' touch and turn is great. He gets the receiving ball down the right-hand side. There's a winger now. McCarthy's in the penalty area. Great ball comes across and great defending. Lovely football between McCarthy and Tom Greaves. Greaves acting as a right winger there. And he got to the byline. He cut the ball back. McCarthy was there just to try and tap it in. But great defending. A corner ball to FC United of Manchester in the 48th minute. And this probably be the final part of the game. 6-2 FC United lead. Going on now to face Stockport County on the 30th of September in a National League
FA Cup
North game encounter thingy with Bob Doofle, whatchamacallit.
Nailed it.
I know. I was doing so well until I completely forgot what I was saying. But a corner ball comes in for FC United of Manchester. It's played near side. And no need for any more action here because the referee, Mr. Ben Speedy, brings the game to a halt. And it's FC United of Manchester, well, the victors here this evening and convincingly beating Handsworth Paramore, and 4-0 up. They found themselves in the first 45 minutes, FC United of Manchester. Two goals in the second half, two apiece in fact in the second half, because Handsworth scored a couple as well. But well, it's been a good cut run for the team from Worksop via Sheffield, and FC United, well, they go into the third round, third qualifying round of the FA Cup, and as I said, they take on Stockport County.
And we should say hello everyone on Facebook and on YouTube. This is One More Cup of Coffee, available now in visual form. We're staying on air now until we can be bothered.
How does your head always get in?
Just eases in there, doesn't it?
Anywhere, to be honest.
So you asked the question: Did we learn anything from that game? Did we?
I'm asking you. The question was to you guys: Did we learn anything,
Paul? Yeah. Well, we did learn that this is FC's first ever home FA Cup replay victory after 10 years.
Is that right?
Yes.
He would tell you. No, he was lying. But no, it was a performance that you'd expect of FC United, wouldn't you, tonight? They had their opportunities on Saturday and didn't quite take advantage of them, and obviously they've come here this evening to try and make amends for that 1-1 draw, and they've come here tonight. We asked of them in the first half, go out there, put pressure on, get into the ribs of the opposition and score some early goals, and they've done exactly that.
I've got a red light, that's all.
You've got a red light, okay.
Yeah,
but get into them, get some early goals, kill the game off, and that's what we did. That's all you can ask of them. It was a potential on Saturday to be one of those games where FC could have come unstuck. They didn't. They got through it eventually. Tonight, being far the superior team, and they move on into the next round of the FA Cup.
Do you want a sandwich? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.